What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
Mini Del Mato.
I'm too broke to buy video games. It's been a while for me.
It's a problem.
Except for Smash Brothers, but you probably paid for that.
No, earlier. I made an exception.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not even for a PC game. There's nothing really out there to buy, though. Not just yet.
Yeah, just Cause 4. I've been wanting to play that. Even though it's getting...
That's not a good investment, though. I mean, it's going to be $5 in a couple months, right?
Yeah, for sure. It'll probably have a 25% down in, probably 3 months.
You're talking about Smash Brothers?
No. Just Cause 4.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just started... Keep up. It's been a minute. But I know there's a lot of...
There's too much information flying around.
All right, before we get started, we want to give a shout-out to our new Patreons, Ben and Michael. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. One of them actually signed up for the $30 sounded like too much tier.
Wow. Yeah, Which one?
I think it's Michael. I'm not sure, though. And I forgot we even had that tier, so I had to go look up what that gets you. It gets you a signed poster. You're going to have to pick out which one you want from TeePublic. And it gets you 4 hours of playtime with the caster of your choosing.
Well, that's exciting. I wonder what his username is. I'm pretty sure we already know.
Yeah, I sent him a message and asked him what's up, and we'll see.
Sweet.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Oh, and it's not $30. It's $27 because 30 sounded like too much.
I like how it's the caster of your choosing. Like, you have to choose. I've been real stingy with that.
Oh, and by the way, if you somehow get more than one of us, your time is cut in half. So,
yeah, we're on the clock here. All right, let's. We got a lot to get through because of the Game Awards. Lots of announcements, trailers, just everything going on right now. So let's get to it. Before we get into that, though, let's talk about a few games that have come to our attention. So there are a few that I actually picked up this week and have not played yet. The first one is Dusk. This has been on my wish list for quite some time. I'm going to warn you right now, I have a lot of old 90s-esque shooters.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be a lot of them.
Okay. Oh, we have a new one for you this week,
too. Yeah, we were just talking to Samantha about how you love 90s shooters. She didn't believe us.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we were looking at it, and we're like, oh, this is right up Bobby's alley. She's like, yeah, right.
And we're like, no, really?
No, this, really.
He's going to love this.
Exactly. Does she listen to the podcast?
No.
Yeah. You'd think, it seems like there's so many of those out there. So the one I picked up this week is Dusk. It was $20 on sale right now for $16.66. This came out December 10th on the 20th anniversary of Doom being released.
Speaking of Doom, did you hear that Carmack's making 20 new levels for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
Romero, I think, isn't it?
Sorry.
Yeah, Romero. Yeah, we're getting to that. So Dusk, this is one that has been sitting on my wish list for quite some time. I figured, what the hell? I'll pick it up. I'll probably play it because the reviews are pretty good. Not a whole lot of people are playing it, but everyone who is really enjoying it. So obviously very, very inspired by Doom and shooters of the 90s.
Did you get the sale price?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It looks like Hexen. Really?
The other one looked a lot more like Hexen. Okay. There's a little bit of that fantasy to it. So the description says, battle through an onslaught of mystical Blackwater cultists possessed by militants and even darker forces. So that does kind of seem like it's on that magical side, yeah. Like Hexen.
I have a question. Does Steam show an ESRB? They should, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they have to, don't they? Anyone who sells games probably does. Yeah, I don't know. Scrolling down, I'm not seeing it.
I just feel like with a lot of these 90s shooters and the heavy pixelation and everything else, I wonder if a kid can get away with playing a game like Dusk and saying, no, mom, it's just a Minecraft mod.
Yeah.
Because that's what it technically essentially looks like, too. Yeah.
I can't believe you pay $17 for this, dude.
The reviews were good. Guess how much space this game took up? Because I've already installed it. I just haven't had a chance to play yet. I literally bought it 5 hours
500 ago. 500 megs.
I'm guessing 50.
50 megs? Wow, no. This took up 3.3 gigs.
Whoa.
Yeah, there's something there.
There is.
Wow.
There's a game there.
Maybe bad coding?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the texture files, right?
No, it's probably a lot of hidden dick pics.
Just high-res dicks?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Behind every wall. You don't even know. You're just surrounded by fucking dicks all over. They're laughing their asses off. The developers.
Well, does it have multiplayer co-op of some essence at all, or is it strictly single player?
It does have multiplayer. I can't imagine there being too many people playing it, but yeah, it's got all the traditional stuff, the deathmatch.
That's probably why it's a little bit larger.
Yeah. Okay, so the other game that I picked up this week actually was free at the time that I picked it up. You know, I got that buddy who sends me free games all the time, and he'll also let me know if there's any games that are just free for a limited time. Steam does this thing, or I guess the developers do, where if you pick up the game and get it while it's free, then you get to keep it forever. This game is called I Am Not a Monster.
It's like retrofuturism.
Yeah, it's like 50s or 60s sci-fi. Think of like the original Star Trek. It's got that kind of look to
Flash
it.
Flash Gordon.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, Flash Gordon's like 80s, but yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but it's like the same thing, though.
Yeah. So this game looks very confusing, like by the description. I wasn't really sure what to make of it, but from what I can tell, it's like a party game. Like, you need other people to play this. It says the informed minority versus the uninformed majority, a turn-based tactical multiplayer in a retro sci-fi setting with randomly assigned roles and mafia werewolf party game features. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're referring to that. That's like a thing we all know. Like, oh yeah, mafia werewolf.
Well, they're getting
maybe
a lot
it's
more.
Another one of their games, mafia werewolf.
No, this stuff is becoming it's a party game that they're getting a lot of popularity.
Yeah, see, the gist that I got from this
silence?
Was like secret
yeah,
Hitler or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you don't know who the person is, and everyone's trying to figure it out,
and everybody's lying to each
like
other.
Yeah, okay.
I've seen many versions. Like, I haven't even seen Mafia. I've heard of Mafia, not Werewolf. And then I've heard of, like, King's Ransom, which is played. Anyway, they're getting popularity, so, yeah.
It's so funny.
We don't go to enough parties.
It's almost like, I forgot what the spy one was called, but it's almost like you're trying to prove how good of a pathological
liar
you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I assume that this game is similar to all that, which is unfortunate because it means I need other people to play. It says up to 6 players. But I don't know how many people are going to have this. It's $12.99 right now, but it was free for a little limited time.
Hmm.
It does sound like a really fun game.
Well, I got a strong from me and me at the same time.
For free, I would definitely check it out.
Yeah,
$12.99, no thanks.
It's not quite Monster Party, Chi. Is that the name of that game? Monster Prom.
Monster Prom,
Monster
yeah.
Monster Prom. Yeah, but it almost looks like it has a little bit of that to it. I guess you're randomly assigned. You don't get to decide who you are.
So sorry, did you get it or not?
No, I do have it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was free.
Yeah. I just don't know if I'm going to get an opportunity to play it because I've got to find someone who has it.
There's like no lobby you can join?
There is online co-op. Yeah, online multiplayer.
Okay.
So, yeah. How many people are playing this game? Let's take a look. 27 people playing right now.
Yeah.
That's enough.
And that was free, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a popular game. Okay, we're getting through these. Next up is Sigil. So this is... This is the announcement from John Romero. A couple years back, he was talking about another project he was working on, something independent of his previous IPs. But this is, he's kind of touting it as the fourth episode of Doom, because if you combined Ultimate Doom, there were three episodes. So it's, 9 more levels? But basically more Doom. And this is being announced on the 25th anniversary of the original Doom's release.
I feel like I've become so much closer to him since I listened to that audiobook. And I think somebody else did in our Discord as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was such an informative book, man. It really let a lot in about this game and the process of game making in the 90s in general.
Yeah, still my favorite book about the industry and just about the history. Just crazy how pretty much two guys single-handedly invented PC gaming. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of an overstatement, but there's some truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I kind of want to play this. Now it's $40 for this though.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
$40, but you get these, you get some pretty cool stuff. I wish I would have linked this here so I could get to it quicker, but you get like, I think if you get the deluxe version, you get John Romero's head on a spike in pewter, and you get these little floppy disks that have little USB attachments to them. So it's like retro, but you get this cool looking box and all this other stuff. This is like a collector's edition.
So there is a free version though, right?
You can afford it, Bobby?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. $40 even for the standard edition seems a little steep for me.
How much is the special edition?
I think 90. It was up there, man.
I thought
was
for
expensive.
Sure you were going to go for it. There's the t-shirt. It looks... The box art and stuff is awesome.
I mean, I looked on his page.
No, on the top there, it says it's a free edition, free megawatt.
Oh, okay.
First sentence, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so okay.
So, yeah, it eventually will be free. This is the pre-order bonuses here. But if you go to a shop, I never checked out Romero Games' website. They have a shop, and you can buy original registered Doom version 1.2, 3.5-inch floppy disks.
For 2,000 euro.
2,000 euro. Not sure what the exchange rate is right now.
That's, I think it's like close to 2,700.
Doom 2 going for only 1,000 euro. And then, let's see, archival print for 100 euro. Daikatana is on here, though. Daikatana mint flat box cover, only 100 euro.
Nice. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it basically selling. It was like last week, that guy who created Leisure Suit, how low? Am I fucking that up?
No.
The creator of Leisure Suit Larry was selling off the source code and like all this memorabilia because, quote, his kids didn't want it or something. Like, yeah.
Wait, the guy who made Leisure Suit Larry's name's How Low?
No, Al
Low. Oh,
I thought you said How Low as well.
Yeah.
Low.
Like, no. Wow.
I think it's, yeah, Al Low.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Aloe. Aloe
Vera.
Vera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a lot of things in the shop here.
Yeah, there's... Oh, I want that wallet. They got a
Some of the
wallet.
Stuff is reasonably priced, like the t-shirts are 20 bucks.
It's all in euros, which is weird.
Hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
Okay. All right, one more game, then I swear we're getting on to something else. The last one is Blood. Now, I saw this on PC Gamer. They had an article about it. This was a shooter from 97 that they're remaking.
Never heard of it.
I wasn't familiar with this title either. Like, I saw the name and it didn't really register for me. I looked at it and I'm like, that kind of looks familiar, but you know, it's a typical 90s shooter, kind of a horror game as well. They're remaking it, and it's the same studio that remade Turok 2, Seeds of Evil, System Shock, and Forsaken. So they have experience doing this. It's got to be good, right?
We'll see.
I feel like the title,
were those remakes known as good?
I didn't play. I played a little bit of the System Shock one. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to like a remake, it's pretty much, can it run on modern systems and still, you know, be the original game? And like, maybe they fix a few little things, just but they don't really tarnish the game. They don't change it that much. They don't change the spirit of the game. I did play the original Turok, and that one was great. Like, I was surprised at how well that one ran. But
you played that on GOG or Steam or what?
Steam. Steam, even. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the title on this one is lacking a little bit. When you said Blood, never having heard the game and or knowing what it was about, I was just waiting for you to finish
Wait
the title.
A subtitle?
Yeah, like some caption.
I mean, this was the 90s, Chi. There weren't any other games. You could just call a game Hexen, Blood, Doom. I mean, like, you didn't need to get that creative.
When you said it, I was like, how the hell did they get the name Blood?
Just Blood.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a remake when you said it.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I'm done. No more 90s shooters, I promise.
No, like there is another one, dude.
Oh, we do have one in highlights or something.
Well, that one's your fault.
Yeah.
All right. Should we talk about the other ones before we get to the Game Awards announcements?
Sure. Let's get it out of the way. Project Warlock. We just took one look at it and we're like, oh, Bobby's going to buy this one. It has a really cool aesthetic to it. It almost looks like paper pop-ups, the bad guys do. I don't know how else to explain it. Kind of like...
Oh, I saw someone playing this, like in between rounds of HOTS on Steam.
It feels like it's inspired by Darkest Dungeon.
Yeah.
Like the color scheme is very like purples and reds and blacks.
Mm-hmm. So, but it's a 3D game, but all the characters are 2D, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all sprites.
Anyway, it looks really cool. And I'm pretty sure Bobby will play it.
Yeah, that's the one we were talking about earlier.
I might even pick this one up, man.
$12. So is it just like first-person shooter, single-player campaign? Or
That's what it seems like. They one of their lines in there was not roguelike. Like they really wanted to emphasize that this is just your regular shooter adventure.
Yeah, it does give that impression that it could be a really good roguelike.
Yeah, it definitely looks like one for sure with all the character title cards.
It was like not roguelike.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost looks like a first person point of view of guns and enter the gungeon. Risk of Rain. Like it,
yeah, for sure.
That's kind of a vibe I get from it. But yeah, that looks cool. I like it.
Yeah, me too.
$12. That's a fair price.
Not for this popper.
All right. What else we got here? Empires of the Undergrowth.
Yeah. Just a really interesting game. It's an RTS where you play as a colony of ants trying to survive.
This looks really cool, man. Watching that earlier.
It's not, there's no like sci-fi slant to it. It looks like real ants doing real ant shit. The only thing that looked like they stretched it a little bit is some of your guys shoot acid, so it kind of gives you ranged units. But besides that, it looks like real
out of their butts.
Oh gosh, don't buy this for your SOs, gentlemen. Your girlfriend will not be happy with this. It's disturbing. Just looking at this
so
makes
real.
Me
like they're.
I think I need a walk out of this room. It's not for people who don't like insects.
Yeah,
the realism is it's pretty good.
If you're wondering how those are the range units, there are ants that do spit acid, but I don't think it's anything like that.
Prepare for nightmares.
If you doubt Chi's fear of insects, just look up the clip the one put up by Jen.
And that was on last week.
Spider.
We had like 15 second loop.
Yeah. Anyway, this looks interesting. If you like RTS or if you're a nature freak,
maybe. Bugs are your thing. Yeah,
when I first saw it, I thought it was like a Simant remake because it looked really good, but.
That's what we need, really. Simant remake. Dude, I played the hell out of that game. That was one of my favorite
Sim
games.
No doubt that you played the shit out of Simant.
You know what the goal was of that? To drive out the humans and conquer the other ant colony. So, like, it was you versus the other ants, but it was also about taking over the house to the point where the humans were just like, ah, fuck it, we're going to move. Like, I thought that was hilarious. That looks cool, though. I like the look of that.
Yeah. It's almost like a nature special. Like you're watching a nature special.
Yeah,
and right there, like...
I could totally hear Richard Attenborough's voice.
Yeah, for sure. You know what I was thinking? He's done so... He's going to die any second, right? Like he's like 90.
Isn't he dead? Oh, his brother's dead.
Yeah.
His brother's dead.
I was thinking if he signs off on it, they could probably digitize his voice and just make it say whatever he wanted and live in perpetuity like that. I would totally sign off on that.
You want to be immortal in voice?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Some sort of immortality.
All right, what else we got here? Shout out to, we got some subscriptions I want to get to here. Clown Lotion, Chosen 13. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Mm. Empires of the Undergrowth. When you tell me that title, I wouldn't think ants, but now it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ashes of Creation.
This pops up about every 6 months or so. This is the big, giant MMO. The big killer app. It has a lot of money behind it. It looks like crazy good graphics, promising a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, the interaction that these characters have with the world is just crazy.
Yeah, but you know if they pull it off, I think Intrepid Studios. Nobody's ever heard of them. I always have some trepidation when it's about it's a small unknown developer biting off way more than they could chew, or maybe not, but it looks very pretty. Gee, have you seen this game?
I have heard about it. I, as you know, my core group are huge MMO players. They still play World of Warcraft, and they are almost always checking the MMOs worth trying out next.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to be good enough to worth checking, out. Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. I was listening to a Twitch chat. But I've heard really good things about it. But I haven't actually looked into it myself. So,
yeah, I don't think there's a lot of info out there. There's like 5 videos. But there was no gameplay last time and looks pretty good. So just check on it in another 6 months, I guess.
I don't know, man.
MMOs are really weird, man. They're really weird to get into a new MMO right now.
It just seems weird, like an MMO in 2019.
You're playing one all day, every day.
That came out in 2004.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the Game Awards. So let's start off with just all the announcements and all the trailers. There were quite a few of them this year. They kept a pretty tight show, but they squeezed in quite a lot of content here. We'll just go down the list and, anything that grabs your attention, we can talk about that. Far Cry New Dawn, I thought it looked good. So it takes place after Far Cry 5. It's post-apocalyptic, and it seems like purple is the color of this one, like a magenta.
Yeah,
they always have like a specific color palette. Like they had the blue and the orange for 4. I don't even know what 5 was.
I think the flower, like it's just weird because everything's mutated. Some of the animals look weird and, from the nukes. Because at the end of 5, the nukes fell. And then these are the children that grew up in that area afterwards. So basically, you call it an asset flip, It's in the exact same area. So I think. So it's kind of like Primal took a lot from 3, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or 4.
It's almost like Far Cry 5.5.
Yeah, exactly. And then Primal was like
Far Cry 4.5.
Yeah. So and that's why it's not part of the numeration, I think. Anyway, looks pretty good to me. I've had enough Far Cry this year. I don't know when this is going to come out. Maybe by the time this comes out, I'll be hankering for some Far Cry. Somebody said that maybe you play as John, the antagonist from the first one, because at the very end of the trailer, he says, "I thought I was going to give you paradise by dropping the bombs. I was wrong." He would be really old though, like 60 or 70 years old, I think. So I don't know if that's if that's the deal. Plus, he died. Pretty sure he died in the first one, but I guess there's no proof that he died. So anyway, we'll see.
Yeah, it's getting a very Mad Max feel off this one.
For sure. You know what it reminded me of with those bright colors, that magenta you were talking about, Bobby? The new...
Oh, Rage 2.
Rage 2.
Yeah. I totally got that feeling from it as well.
Yeah.
Far Cry 76.
The antagonists here are like two kind of albino black girls. No, they're not albino. They're just blonde. But they're twins.
Mm-hmm. See, I thought they were the main characters.
On the cover, they look very young, but in the game, they are much older.
I think they're the bad guys.
Oh, really?
I think so. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's been revealed.
They were definitely walking up like a couple of baddies.
Yeah.
That would be cool, though.
They were assaulting that fort, for sure.
But I thought the fort was filled with the bad guys.
Nope.
Well, I guess we'll find out. All right, next up, Scavengers.
No idea what this is.
So a lot of these trailers, like I'll preface this, they didn't give a whole lot away. A lot of these were teaser trailers. Like they just, it's so hard to pitch a game in a trailer, like to sell the idea of it or let people know exactly what it's about. You just kind of just present the world, I guess, that it is. And that's kind of what this one was. So let's see, what description do they have of it? Competitive shooter, co-op exploration, chilly hybrid. Yet it all takes place in the snow. Yeah, I don't know. This one didn't stand out too much to me. I guess it looked kind of cool, but there wasn't really a whole lot to go off of here.
Yeah.
I feel like based on the description, it could be very much a DayZ in a winter space wasteland. And because it said you can murder for more immediate rewards. So if you go out and hunt other people, maybe perhaps. Mm-hmm. But is it co-op as in PvE or co-op in PvP?
Very little is known about it. I'm even wondering, I'm looking at this trailer and it looks really good. Is that in-game footage?
It can't be.
it doesn't seem like it would be.
If it is, it's very fucking good.
Yeah. Sounds like it could be even Borderlands-esque in a way.
Well, there was another game that people were comparing to Borderlands a lot. I like how everyone always compares stuff to Borderlands. So that's such a touchstone for gamers. It's like we always use that as a reference.
I feel like it was so unique when it came out. And that's, I mean, it's really not usually much else like it.
Unique games are the ones that you use to define other games after it.
This was probably my favorite thing from the show. I would say The Outer Worlds.
Yeah.
I just watched the trailer a little while ago before this. So this is from the maker. It's Obsidian, right?
Obsidian. Yeah.
So they were the original makers of Fallout. And maybe because they feel that they're dropping the ball over there at Bethesda, they're remaking it. Well, I mean, it has the same feeling as Fallout, even though it's not associated with it.
Yeah, just the character, the characters of the characters.
Yeah. It's
This was the one I think people were comparing to Borderlands, at least the characters, because they're just so outlandish.
Yeah, exactly.
It was kind of like a bunch of, a ragtag crew of rogues.
Yep. And I guess you're on the edge of the universe, but corporations are taking over, and it's up to you to, I don't know, free the people or something.
It's kind of like a space cowboy thing.
The
buildings
and the environment look very much like Borderlands.
But the reason it's so exciting for me is the character of the game itself. I like the slant on it. It's kind of taking a comical approach.
It's not as crazy as Borderlands, definitely, but it's made by Obsidian, and it kind of has the original Fallout humor, like the old-style Fallout humor. Where it's just like there is some crazy shit happening, but the overall feel of the game is pretty serious.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Oh, the joke right
the
there.
The opening
right there.
Scene, right there.
So anyway, let's see where that goes.
But Obsidian's never really made a bad game. Every game they made is like, they also made Pillars of Eternity, I believe. And it's just like every game is just amazing about that.
Were they Stick of Truth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
All right, next up, more Anthem footage.
So people are actually playing it now from the alpha, and I've heard nothing but good things. You know, they're not even saying it's buggy or anything. They're just saying it's a polished up Destiny 2 slash what's another looter shooter? I forgot what they were saying, but with some other
Borderlands.
Yeah, Borderlands.
Yeah.
But anyway, hopefully they pull it off, man. I'm really high hopes for this one.
They showed off a lot of gameplay, a lot of gunplay in the past, but I think they were really trying to emphasize the story in this one. That's kind of where I tuned out. Like, I don't have much interest in the game in general, but then when it was just like the story, I was like, I have no idea. I blacked out.
But even then, selling it as a looter shooter and comparing it to Destiny isn't very appealing either.
Yeah, because Destiny's not doing well right now.
It's fun to try out, but there to me, I feel like Destiny doesn't have much sustainability because it kind of claimed itself to be this. It is an MMO, most definitely, but there were certain elements about Destiny that just you wouldn't think you were in an MMO. You probably felt like you were just grinding the same areas and the same places, and people are around you, but there's no real immersion outside of killing, like looting. Shooting and looting.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they improve on where Destiny dropped the ball. But I think it's really hard to put your finger on where Destiny dropped the ball because nobody's really
set it out. I played a lot of it. I was really hooked on it for a while. And the conclusion I came to was just content. The raid, that night that we did the raid,
that was
so
fun.
Much fun.
Tried to figure out those puzzles.
Yeah, figuring out the puzzles. Yeah. Yeah, it was me, Minnie, it was a couple other listeners.
Like,
it was, we were having a party. You didn't even have Destiny back then. But that was a great time. Yeah. But that was the only raid. Like, that was the only thing like that in that game. And I'm like, it just needs more of this. It needs so much more of this. And there was a big problem with... here I go on another Destiny 2 rant. But there was a big problem with Destiny 2 at the time that I was playing it, where there just wasn't enough stuff to do. It wasn't like WoW, where it's like you could always find something to do. Sure, you're not maybe progressing your character here or there, but you find, you know, I'm going to mine minerals, or I'm going to get into pet battles, or I'm going to do PvP. Like, there's this world that I can live in and do stuff. Destiny wasn't like that. There was like literally nothing to do at some points. So I don't know. I'm assuming it got better because they've had like two DLCs since then.
Yeah, everybody said that the second one really, or the first big DLC helped it out a lot, but who knows. The DLC I'm looking forward is fucking Anthem. That's what I want.
The DLC for Anthem?
Yeah, I was trying to make it.
Oh, okay, gotcha. A joke.
All right, next up, Dragon Age.
Dragon Age ? Why is that? Do they not have a title for it?
It says Dragon Age, the Dreadwolf Rises World Premiere.
So most likely, just based on the description, it is teaser, no official announcement.
This is the world premiere right here. You're looking at it.
Wow.
It looks like Dragon Age, just based on one snapshot that I saw, the art style.
Yeah. Dragon Age Inquisition, did not understand why people like that game, man.
Man, yeah.
I would still play it, though. Yeah. There's no way I'm not pre-purchasing a Dragon Age and or installing it just because of how good the first game was. But keep on giving it
the
chances.
The second and third were garbage.
Yeah, but it's just like with Mass Effect, the first game was pretty garbage, but you're just waiting for that diamond in the rough. And this last Mass Effect, yeah, super garbage. But I will still always be a Mass Effect fangirl and a Dragon Age fangirl just because they did it right and really well.
Did it right once, so now by everything else.
Yeah, why not?
Because it's a bad move. I mean, they've proven that they make terrible things. I mean,
terrible.
If somebody told you that a Divinity game was horror bad and told you not to buy it, would you listen to them?
If it was bad, yes.
I would give them my money.
I would definitely pre-purchase that game, but if that game turned out to be crap, I would not pre-purchase the next one.
Right. You give them one chance.
Yeah, one chance. If they fuck it up completely, I'm not doing it again.
Well, I've got a sense of loyalty then, I guess.
We talked about it last week. We couldn't remember if you beat Andromeda or not.
No, I did not.
Okay.
That was on my 12 games, I think.
I thought you beat it because, I was on the boat that
you played.
I played a lot of it. Okay. I just never finished it.
Did you beat Resident Evil 7? You did, right?
No, I'm pretty far in that game.
Man. I thought you went back.
I thought you have loyalty issues. What is this about?
All right, Last Campfire. This one looked really cool. So this is by Hello Games. They made No Man's Sky.
When did they have time to do this? They should have been working on No Man's Sky.
Oh, they put out that big update that fixed a lot of things.
I don't know if this looks like a terribly complicated game. It looks very beautiful. It's got a sense of style to it. Animated, you know, very, what would you compare it to? Ori and the, not exactly, but it's got that same kind of look as maybe Child of Light, Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah, like a tranquil, tranquil.
Yeah, kind of cartoonish, peaceful, tranquil. Yeah. It looks cool. Of course, we have no idea what the gameplay is like, but
super
just by looks alone.
Characters.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, waddling around with little torches.
Yeah, they look like bears in ninja suits. I don't know.
They're, what do you call those things from Star Wars?
Ewoks.
That's the one.
Yep, yep.
But Ewoks aren't that cute. These are actually cute.
I think Ewoks are adorable.
If you see them up close, they can be pretty rough. But look them right in the
eye. Yeah, this looks cool.
Yeah, I like the look of it. That's really all you can say about this game, though.
Yeah, we'll see. Most of this stuff, it's either looks cool or doesn't look cool. That's all that we can do.
Yep. I mean, that's how we rate games.
Yeah, these
are
all just reveal trailers, so they're not going to give us anything, really.
Looks cool, doesn't look cool, and of course, the fun factor.
Yeah.
All right, Atlus. Let's see. Atlus takes Studio Wildcard's other game, Ark Survival Evolved, and mashes it together with EVE Online.
I was about to say,
a nautical MMO.
Before we start this, I think it looks like, just the cover, it looked like Age of Empires.
It did. The art style and the colors.
Yeah, I can see that. So a nautical MMO. Looks pretty good.
Jesus,
oh, that's cool.
The Hydra? They're fighting.
Wow.
This looks pretty impressive for
it. It looks like a quick time
It looks
event,
very
though.
Promising. And if you're going to smash EVE, one of the longest standing MMOs out there, and an Ark, which is actually doing fairly successfully, doing very well considering the survival genre, I would say this could be a really fun game, definitely worth checking out.
So this is all first person, it looks like, so far, except for maybe the piloting of the ships.
This looks more impressive than fucking Age of Creation.
Yeah, it does.
Age of Creation.
What was that one game that we played recently? From
Blackwork?
The pirate, the other
sea
one.
Of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves.
Sea of Thieves. Oh, yeah. So maybe this will pick up where Sea of Thieves failed.
Yeah.
Well, Sea of Thieves looked very cartoonish. It had a completely different look. This is going for more of the realistic look. And yeah, it definitely looks like it's leaning more heavily into the
fantasy.
The fighting part of it. Not just like, hey, chill out, hang out, do a little quest here and there. This is like get out there and...
Yeah, it's like dragons and hydras and all kinds of mystical monsters.
In case you're wondering why, we just saw a dragon fly between two ships that are shooting cannons at each other. And there's a guy riding on the dragon. It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it looks impressive. Atlus. Okay. From Ark Survival Evolved, too, which I didn't really play that game, but it seemed like one of the better... survival crafting games.
Yeah, it's still... It probably has the... biggest player base. That'd be my guess.
There's some people still hooked on it.
Yeah.
It does seem intimidating though when you throw EVE Online on there, because I'm pretty sure EVE Online needs a thick tutorial in order to even figure out where to start with that game. It's all resource management, isn't it?
That one's rough. That one's rough. I could not get into it. Did you guys ever play EVE?
No, I had a buddy that really wanted me into it, but no.
I played a demo for 2 weeks. It was a bit much.
Yeah.
So we've been on my Google account while we've been doing this for quite a while, and I am so glad I do not look up crazy shit on YouTube that comes up on the recommended feed, because I just look at that as okay, yeah, that's not crazy. That's just normal shit. I'm so glad I don't look up fucking crazy furry porn or some shit on YouTube.
I definitely do, but I delete everything afterwards.
Oh, you probably got some weird notifications when you borrowed my laptop for that one weekend.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
really? I really tried not to invade your stuff.
Honestly, I have nothing to hide.
The temptation was there. I was like, oh, I wonder what cheese is up to, but no, I didn't.
No.
What's this tentacles for?
No, honestly, I never have anything to hide. I have no shame. I'm singing in my Google searches.
I can see Minnie sweating with the cursor right over the tentacles folder. Oh, I gotta see.
Even my Facebook, I noticed when I loaded up my laptop after you borrowed it, my Facebook messages and notifications were just popping up in the corner without actually being logged into Facebook. I'm like, he probably actively saw my conversations as I was having with people.
I didn't even open up the browser, so.
Well, no, you don't need the browser. Oh. It was all from the desktop.
Oh, no, I didn't see any.
It was all from Windows 10, I think. So Yeah. Oh, you didn't see any?
I didn't see anything.
Must have been a quiet weekend.
Yeah, Discord was blowing up, though.
How much harder was it to open your laptop once it was stuck together?
Oh, my gosh. Some of the keys stopped working.
That's yogurt.
Gross.
All right. Pathless. It's an odd word. Pathless.
It better be nonlinear.
Like Giant Squid's previous game, Abzu, is blooming gorgeous. So it looks like an adventure game. Let's roll the clip. So it's from the creators of Abzu, which was that game where you just like swim around and look at beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this is going to be similar to that. Starting off very serene here. Has more of a painted look to it than Abzu did. More of an animated look.
And it's on land.
It's very, what's that that PlayStation game where you're
Shadow
hunting?
Shadow of the Colossus.
That's the one.
And it looks like since you're on land, you get some, there's a lot of aerial stuff going on too. You were hanging on a hawk? Yeah, and flying around.
I'm getting a feel from the Japanese director of cartoons. What's his name?
Miyazaki
Hayao. Yeah, it definitely seems like this would be a movie that he wrote.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Abzu. Did you guys play Abzu?
No.
Okay. It's not bad, but it's a walking simulator. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, but it's a pretty good one at that.
You play it because it's pretty?
Yeah. You swim around, you look at cool stuff. I mean, there's a real low-level puzzle solving. This game looks a lot like that as well, so I'd assume so from the same developer. All right, more footage from Rage 2.
I forgot this was coming out. I remember we were talking about this.
I don't know.
He went off to drink something or pee or something.
In the first sentence, it goes, Rage 2 is due.
Oh, yeah, they have a release
date. And in case you forgot. Yeah, this is a very different Rage. I almost feel like I wanted to forget Rage. Like, I feel like it was a game that was supposed to be bigger than what it turned out to
be. I felt let down. Like, I had fun while playing it, but I think it was over in like 6 hours.
Yeah. But you got to remember, like, things were very different back then. Like, we were used to id Software defining gaming, especially on the technical side, defining PC gaming with every release. You know, Doom 3 came out, and it was just like, oh shit, we can do that now? Okay. And so when Rage came out, the expectations were very high. And yeah, the game had a lot of trouble, a lot of problems, but I don't know. I really want to go back and play that game. And
I remember they had a boomerang, like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
kind
like
of
this,
weapon, like a
it
saw.
Had like three. It was like a wing thing.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, like those three
like a blade. Propeller.
Yeah.
You get that pretty early in the game. I've played a couple hours of it. I just haven't finished it. But
did you guys talk about Rage 2 already?
Mm-hmm.
I pre-purchased it.
Yeah. So May 14th release date. I wonder if you'll get early access on that.
No, I got a physical copy from Amazon. So,
oh, okay. Ooh.
Although I did get my 76 one day early, and I was able to play it.
I was really hoping that would happen with Smash Brothers.
Yeah,
it didn't.
No, that wasn't. They timed that just right too. Smash Brothers released the day of the awards.
Oh yeah,
yeah, December 7th.
Did they bring it up?
Or December 6th? Or no, next day.
It came out Thursday.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they brought it up. I'll talk about the award show later. Let's just get through the announcements here. This was the one I was most excited for. Time. Psychonauts 2 looks amazing.
Wow, look at these graphics.
Did you guys ever play the original?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, such a good game.
This is one of the games that I played. I missed it the first time.
Oh, yeah.
And I went back, and I think Bobby had to help me with the settings to get it to run and stuff.
Okay.
And obviously,
it had trouble running. Even on Windows 7, I had to do some really weird trick where I had to make the game run on a single core for it to work.
Huh.
It's very odd.
That same weird trick will get your dick bigger.
But this looks like... It looks like everything you would want Psychonauts 2 to look like.
Yeah.
It's funny because, like, I think the characters kind of look the way they do because of the limitations they had back then. But then they're using the same, all their heads are the same weird shape, but now they look actually super good. Like, they added high graphics to these, like, old character models.
So
anyway, looks awesome.
It's weird how your brain will fill in gaps, because in my mind, that's what this game looked like what, 13 years ago to me?
Oh, right.
But yeah. Obviously it doesn't.
No.
Doesn't look this, but in my mind, I feel like nothing's changed.
It was all flat. Like, so his face would, you couldn't see his nose.
Oh, yeah,
it
and then no actual kind of like texture. Yeah.
And now everything, you know, it's modern graphics.
Well, I think they always made it look purposefully weird. Like they had a sense of style to it. Who's the developer of it? It's escaping me.
I have no idea, man.
It's the guys that did that.
Yeah, they used to be LucasArts, or they used to work for LucasArts back in the 90s in the heyday of like Monkey Island and all that, Full Throttle and stuff. And then they made their own company. And this was one of their first games, I think.
Double Fine.
Double Fine, yes. And they always have a strong sense of style in their games.
The big takeaway for me in the first one, and I think everybody, was the level design. And their teaser trailer is kind of missing that. It's showing more of the...
It shows a little bit. You can see in a few parts here and there, like right here. Yeah. I assume that's part of a level.
Right. Because if you don't know Psychonauts, it's an old enough game. I might have to let you know how it... What is it? Like, what is he? He's at a camp, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's at a camp.
And what's the camp for? Psychics?
Kids that have psychic abilities.
Yeah.
And then the levels is... basically getting all the skeletons out of the closet for the teachers.
Yeah, you go into people's heads.
Yeah, you go in their heads and you kind of... they say cobwebs, and you clear out the cobwebs. You have to collect the cobwebs. But since you're inside somebody's brain, their imagination, there's no limit to what they can do. Yeah. And it goes along really with their personalities. So, like...
got to get all their emotional baggage.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's fucking great, man, because it really lends to really storytelling. The level design was great. I think it was the Spanish teacher, I think is what it was, where she was kind of like sultry, like kind of sexy. And then like she had this facade of this like, what's going on?
Jeez, having trouble with the door.
I just don't know how to close the door.
That's not going to help. The cable at the bottom, right?
The cable.
Yeah.
The cable on this side?
Yeah, yeah. The black one.
Ow.
Get it to go under. Chuckle out.
Derailing the show.
There you go.
That's such a great concept, though. Like to make levels out of people's minds, and there's so many metaphors and allegories there. Like that's just—it's such a smart idea. There was one guy. What about the crazy guy? He was like very militaristic.
That was the first.
First level. Yeah, but then there was another guy who had like I don't know. There was one very unique level that I remember that I really liked, and I can't remember what it is. It has been a very long time since I played that game, and it's always one of those ones when I hear it, I'm like, I got to play that game again, and then I forget to.
I probably played it the most recently, just to finish where I was before the door incident. the sultry Latin teacher had this like. Sultry Latin fucking mind, of course, right? But then you find this little hole and you go through it and she added some dark shit. So it was all facade.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I remember right, I might just be conflagging, whatever. Putting things together that aren't there.
All right. More Dauntless footage was at the Game Awards as well. Headed to consoles with an eye towards cross play. Possibly cross platform play here.
That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
It seems like a good game for sure.
Because it's not competitive, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Minnie and I both played it. It was fine.
Yeah, it was up until Monster Hunter World came out, and then you just didn't even touch that game, it seemed.
Yeah. All right, another Mortal Kombat, Mortal Kombat 11.
It's just a CGI cinematic, so it's hard to say.
We know what it is, right?
Can we click on it, though? I would love to see the...
Oh, it's really well done, for sure.
Yeah, it looks good.
Raiden fights, like... this demon scorpion kills him, and then old scorpion comes and kills him.
Spoiler.
Anyway, it looks awesome. But it's hard.
There's going to be a cutscene right after this fight where they're just talking to each other like nothing happened.
You're right.
Oh,
they've literally just like ripped all their skin off. They've lost like 20 gallons of blood, appendages, everything's broken. And then cut to them just like, oh shit, that was crazy. Well, hey, let's go over here and check this out.
Yeah. Scorpion has got to be one of my favorite bad guys, though.
Of all time, right?
Of all time?
Yeah. Or just...
he's up there, but I have to think about that.
My nephew, he's a Killer Fuzz on Discord. He got a mural of Akuma and then Bison in one character on his calf. And he said his whole right leg is going to be bad guys from video games.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he's going deep.
Dang. All right, Hades.
Oh man, this is what was it? Supergiant Games.
Supergiant Games. So the makers of Bastion.
I feel it's a hit or miss with this developer. People either love their games or don't really get it. I'm on the love side of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I definitely love all their games.
Is it more so because of gameplay or the story that, drives these games?
Both. They always try to do something different. Mm-hmm. The music's always the best.
What was the game about the opera singer who couldn't sing?
She got trapped in a sword.
Sword.
Oh, man. Transistor.
I know. Yeah. Not her, but something got trapped in a sword. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she got trapped in a sword.
Her lover did, right?
Her lover got trapped in a sword, yeah.
And
so this looks like isometric combat.
Were they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Similar to Bastion, similar to Transistor.
Yep.
Combo based.
Yeah, it kind of looks like Bastion and Transistor were very similar, but this looks like it's right between the two.
Yeah, exactly. As far as like combat,
yeah,
it looks more actiony than Transistor did. That really set a lot of people off. That whole set up your combo, then let it play out thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Transistor did. With Transistor, I would say even though I enjoyed Transistor, it was a little. It wasn't as rewarding with the combat system because of that.
It's one of the few games that I beat last year.
And this Hades is one of the games. There was another one that we previously mentioned. Can't remember which one, but it was announced that this will be on the Epic Game Store, which we'll talk more about that later. That was a pretty big announcement this week.
These guys are so imaginative, man. They just make up a whole new world for each game, you know, with its own feel and everything. It's awesome.
Damn, dude, we are not getting through this quick. The Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe. A new version of the Stanley Parable. It's going to be on consoles as well.
I really got to play that. I never played the first one.
It's
not what you expect.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to sit down. If someone were to ask me how long is the Stanley Parable, I would be like 3 minutes to 3 hours. I don't know.
Is that a jazz punk type of experience?
No. It's jazz punk is way more linear than this.
It's a meta thing, right? It's
Yes.
Like the narrator is telling you what to do, and then you.
It's like a choose your own adventure that could end in 2 pages or it could end in 50. And, I think you're supposed to replay it till you get to those later endings, but then there's just like a million endings.
Yeah, there's so many endings to this.
Yeah, so if you're trying to play through, approach games in the traditional sense, Mini often does, where you're just like, I want to play this A to B to C and then finish.
Chump this game.
Yeah. It's not that kind of game.
Yeah, the first time I played this is like, did I just beat it? And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah.
So I tried it again.
That's what she said.
Made different choices. So this game is all about just making different choices.
It's a weird game, and I recommend you try it if you haven't played it yet. let's see. Journey to the Savage Planet.
You're going to have to play the video on this one.
New studio, Typhoon Studios, founded by Far Cry 4's director. Yeah, let's check it out.
So another cinematic. Camera pans to the right.
I don't know.
This looks like a Fallout teaser. Yep. This is exactly what Fallout teasers are like.
So basically, Game Awards, everything's either some sort of Fallout or some sort of Borderlands.
Well, not a whole lot there.
Nope.
No, yeah, it's just a teaser.
Sorry I made you play that.
All right, next up, Among Trees. Not a whole lot to go off here.
Another Ori and the Blind Forest.
Yeah. Very, looks like it could be a walking simulator. Looks cool, but it almost reminds me, these games remind me of Shelter. I know nobody played that game but me, but Shelter was this game where you play this little animal running through the forest and you had to do some low-level problem solving to get through certain areas. You had to find shelter and go from one area to another. It was made by one guy, I think. I could totally have that wrong, but definitely a small organization.
Person?
No, not a first person. But every time I see a game like this, I'm always reminded of Shelter because it always seems similar to that.
It's almost like you were describing what was on the screen, but it wasn't.
Yeah, which is why, oh my God, I typed in Shelter to Google. Now it's just giving me random shit.
Homeless shelters.
Remember, this is mini, so it almost said shelters to live at when I hit rock bottom.
But I have no more $20 to go off.
Okay, visually the game, the graphics are not nearly as good in this game, obviously, but this is Shelter.
This looks exactly like what we were watching.
Yeah, just not a shittier version. Yeah, just
polygons.
Yeah.
So you're going through the forest, you're knocking down trees, you're feeding your younglings.
So you are an animal.
Yeah, you are an animal. Okay. And you have your little babies with you. I don't know what that is.
You are a honey badger. Yes.
A honey badger. Okay.
Because it tackled that fox. And honey badgers don't give a fuck.
God, remember that video?
Oh, my God.
This episode is going to start any second now.
Okay, announcement with PUBG here. New snow map.
Moving on.
Moving on.
Isn't that already live?
Yeah. I saw what Shroud said about it. He's like, the problem with the new map is it's on PUBG.
Oh, jeez. And Fortnite made some updates to it,
too. Yeah, Fortnite announcements. So they have this thing called the block, which is this area that you can customize and create your own stuff and then invite people into, I guess. I don't know. Don't care.
Mm. It's kind of doing what they did with TF2, where the community makes things and then they get vetted and then it might go into the actual game eventually. Mm-hmm. So it's that kind of thing.
That's cool, though. That's a good move by
that creator's corner.
Yeah.
And didn't they recently implement planes into their multiplayer now? Did you guys see and or hear?
Yeah, I saw something about vehicles, and they're also going to add swords. They're going to have melee weapons.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, Ashen, post-apocalyptic open world.
Yep.
Dude, after a while, they just all start blending together, right? Like, is it just me?
There is.
It looks good.
Looks cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is that what we're saying for every single
review?
That's
the name of the episode right there.
This looks somewhere between Fallout and Borderlands.
If I were to guess. Actually, let's not. So Ashen does have a very unique
look. Does have some Ori and the Blind Forest into it. Everything just...
It's more like Zelda.
I mean, it really
Let's
does.
Let's be honest. Like look at, it's more like Zelda.
No, yeah. It actually does look really cool.
It looks like Zelda meets Shadow of the Colossus in terms of open world.
Zelda's a new name we haven't talked about yet today.
Well, there you go.
We're the worst.
There might be some cooperative. Yes, there's a cooperative twist to this game.
All right. Journey.
Looks on my cool. alley. Borderlands.
We're in the Blind Forest. Devil May Cry 5. Looks cool.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Looks I played
cool. God, how many Ancestors. Okay, this one really looks cool.
Yeah, this one really looks cool. Can we talk about this one?
When I first saw this, I thought this was a gamization of... What's that movie that we're talking about?
Encino Man?
No. I said it when I first saw
Planet
this.
Planet of the Apes.
Where that big block comes down, it's like done.
Oh, 2001. Done.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Odyssey.
The one.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
So what's this game called again? Ancestors, Humankind Odyssey. So you play as like prehistoric...
humans. Oh, no. Yeah. Proto-humans. Yeah. And then you work your
Homo
way through...
Homo erectus? I don't know.
Yeah.
Before proto, right? Or Homo erectus. You're like apes.
The Homo habilis?
No, it was like you're apes. You're basically just apes.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. This is like the closest thing to Spore in like a long time. But it's more on the combat, it seems like. Mm-hmm. At the end, the monkey people have like a backpack and a spear. But at the very
beginning, it looks like you're evolving. You're working your way through history. But we're talking like millions of years back history.
Yeah.
The graphics look really cool on this. That's what struck me the most.
I love this kind of stuff. I love evolution type stuff, and it's not done nearly enough. And Far Cry Primal was my favorite one. I like caveman shit. Love all that stuff.
I think what really strikes me about the visuals here is that the UI, there is no UI. It's very cinematic.
Yeah.
And I think that's actual gameplay footage right there. I don't think that's just like a trailer. I kind of get the feeling that's what the actual game looks like.
Well, they're being true to form, dude. There was no UI. Mm-hmm. 290
that is true.
Million years ago.
That is true. All right. Oh, I think we're at the end of the list. All right. We made it. All right. So, I mean, overall, it looks pretty cool.
To sum it up, it looks cool.
But you guys didn't watch the Game Awards.
No.
I watched it. They kept it pretty tight this year, 3 hours, which is typical with about a half hour preview show, and they kept it moving. They did do the same thing where they just kind of rapid fire announce a couple of winners and then they go to actually presenting it. They had a few little vignettes that were really good. One for able gamers, you know, people who learned a game, you know, despite having physical disabilities and the equipment they use. And so there was a lot of that cool stuff in it. They started out the show. I was really impressed with this. So when the official Game Awards, I like to call it, really started like, you know, 2013, 2014. Yeah, like 2014, 2015. Nintendo seemed to be really into it right off the bat. And it seemed like they'd pan out to the audience and like a lot of seats were empty. And I'm like, this hasn't caught on yet. So this one, crowd looked packed. Ton of people there.
Thank you, started, Fortnite. Yeah.
They had Sean Layden, Phil Spencer, and Reggie Fils-Aimé. So like the head honchos of Nintendo, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Wow, so they're taking it serious.
Yeah, so they came out. They had a little speech that they did, and it was really a nice way to kick things off. Just to say like, hey, like here are the guys from the biggest, you know, platforms in gaming. I don't know who you get for PC there.
That would be us, but I ain't get the call.
Yeah, but they came out, had a nice little speech, and like kicked off the show. And I thought that was a great way to do it. Like, I think the show really hit its stride. It's been getting better and better every year. And, you know, people have always been very negative about it in the past. I'm just kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's cool. You know, it's something to look forward to. And at one point, Jeff Keighley, in the pre-show, Homeboy was there. You know, the dude that was mouthing off at that one part last year. And made
the French guy?
Yeah, the French guy from...
the coked out French
from
guy?
From No Way Out, yeah.
Armenian. But anyway.
Yeah, so he was there. I don't think he was French, yeah. But he was there. Joel McHale was there. And, like, he comes out to present an award. And he's like, hey, Jeff, thanks for... I'm surprised you had me back, you know, like referencing that disaster a couple years ago. But overall, it was a pretty good show.
Best one yet?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Cool.
And he's... one more takeaway I had from this was at one point in the show, Jeff Keighley was talking about how, you know, when he first started this, he really wanted this to be just something to celebrate games. And that's totally the vibe I got from this. Cause I watched previous years and I'm just like, who are the winners? You know, bottom line, right. Who are the winners? Like, oh, this got best game. And like, that was more meaningful to me. But then when I watched it this time, I was just kind of like, it doesn't matter. Like the winners didn't really matter that much. This was kind of just a way to honor gaming in general.
That's
and
awesome.
Like all the people who are working, you know, big or small on every different level. I mean, they had like an award for like best student game, games you've never heard of, but still given some credibility and yeah, some recognition to some people who are just at the, you know, very bottom level of the industry. Hmm. And then all the way up to the AAA games, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was good.
Changing direction the most is really cool. I like that.
Is it funny that one of the most memorable things about last year's Game Awards was the Italian dude? So
yeah,
he was
yeah.
the most tweaked out this year.
Didn't they bring him back?
I don't think
said they were
yeah, they brought him back, but it was a lot more tame. I think he was in the pre-show, too. It was before the ceremonies got started.
So what was a memorable person?
The person who got the best esports player. It was a guy I'm not familiar with. He's an Evo player, black kid, gay. Very hyper, came up in like a furry outfit.
Oh yeah,
no way.
Sonic
yeah. Fox.
Sonic yeah, Fox. Sonic Fox.
He's a Evo. Oh, when you said Evo, I was like, what game is Evo? But he means Street Fighter.
Plays all.
Yeah, but Evo is like all the fighting games.
Yeah,
right.
Sonic Fox.
So Sonic
plays all
Fox.
Of them, dude.
I've seen this guy play for like lots of hours, but in tournaments, I've never heard him talk. Like I don't even watch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Because
you're in for a treat. Yeah. let's roll the film.
Oh, he's basically doing the marshmallow effect and Deadmau5 thing, where he put on a helmet.
He
took it off.
He always plays with it on.
Yeah.
Really, even at these competitions.
Yeah, he always wears it. One time he took it off and it was a big deal because he was like down two rounds and he's like. And the crowd's like, oh, shit, he took off the thing.
Yeah, he did take it off on stage here. This was the award that Joel McHale was presenting, too. Warconius makes a good point in chat, just a real aside quick. The music was excellent. They had a performance from Red Dead Redemption, some people playing from that. It was an amazing performance.
Good job. Because last year, the music really dropped the ball. Everybody was like, what the fuck does this have to do with anything?
Yeah,
it was like a rap thing, had nothing to do with gaming.
Yeah, who do they have?
Nobody that I'd ever heard of.
And they've done that in previous years where they've just gotten, you know, whatever famous band or singer is hot right now to sing.
Who did Overwatch have at the championship? They had that bearded fat guy.
Khalid?
Yeah, Wiz Khalifa? No, not Wiz Khalifa. DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. God, that was just a shit show.
Yeah, if you want to know what a piece of shit he is,
watch the Hot Ones.
Yeah, watch his Hot Ones performance.
Didn't he got in some trouble? Him and someone else got in some trouble about like Bitcoin or something, like some scam.
Oh, yeah?
He's a rapper, man.
He's
they
a piece
all get
of
in
shit.
Trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll just roll this and you can hear a little bit of him talking.
Oh, he doesn't usually wear that.
He doesn't wear the full-on helmet, yeah.
Like, he was just totally flustered the whole time.
Really, really computer games competitively, I've never really, really done it for the fame. I kind of just enjoy.
Yeah, he was kind of all over the place, but he was very flattered. Yeah. He takes the... So there's him with the mask off.
Make new friends and bond in the community.
He's just
Where's he from?
No, United States for sure, but I'm not sure where.
Yeah, you can tell he's very
nervous. I wonder if he's from Atlanta.
But it was heartfelt, though. Like, there was a sincerity to it.
And so I think that's why he was wearing the helmet. Like, he was probably embarrassed. Mm-hmm.
It was probably a comfort thing, yeah.
He's so cute without the helmet, too. Too bad he swings the other way.
I don't know if he's gay. Bobby just thought.
No, he literally said in his acceptance, like,
I love dicks.
He said, I'm super gay. So shout out to all my LGBTQ, AEYOU, and sometimes Y. Nice, I think I got that right.
It's good that... It's good that they got it.
And he is amazing. Like, he's
so good.
He's like the champion of three Evo games.
Yeah.
He's so good.
Street Fighter.
But nobody knows where he's from.
I'm trying to think.
I'm sure you could look it up.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, that was just my general feelings on the whole thing there.
I guess he really is a furry.
Yeah, he's definitely a legit furry.
Let's not go down that road.
I bet he is.
No, he is.
And he's such a baby. He was born in 98, guys.
Whoa, my God.
98. That's 10 years younger than
98.
Me.
98. I might have had my first DUI by then.
Wow.
That's a hint to the dark years, whoever was asking last time.
Okay. So let's talk about the winners. I mean... Even after I said, like, it wasn't even about the winners, man. It was about the community. And
let's talk about the winners.
Yeah. But there were a lot of games that just won a lot of awards. Mm-hmm. And I felt so disconnected just from gaming in general while watching this because I was like, haven't played it. Console game, fuck that. Like, I just, I don't know.
I think that's on my Christmas list this year, guys.
A console?
Yeah.
Switch?
No.
Wow.
Wow. That was,
I want VR. Seriously. Or I want a PS4. If I were to ask for something, because for my PC, dang, I'm pretty caught up with everything. I might need a new video card next year, but right now, I think I want a console. I want to play the games. I want to play Red Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't blame you.
I want to play The Last of Us.
Spider-Man
2.
Red Dead, Last of Us, and... God of War. I mean, they're just fucking...
Yeah. I want to finish God of War. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I have to start from the beginning. Fuck.
Yep.
All right. So let's see what... God of War.
Thanks.
Got Game of the Year. Best Game Direction. Best Action Adventure Game. Some of the big ones there.
Oh, you know what's funny about all the Twitch reviews or memberships and all the donations?
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at our accounts the other day and I was like, where's all that money? I was like, hey, Bobby, do you know where all the Twitch money is? He's like, oh, yeah, it's all in my personal account. Oh, okay.
Well, because I asked you have to have like a fucking social, like when you set this up for Twitch. So like I asked Emilio for it. He didn't get back to me. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll set it up there. But I put it on an email address that I never check. It's like my
your spam one.
Yeah, it's the Robert Digital Games at Gmail that I
fucked.
Yeah. Oh no, you can email that one all you want, man. I never check it, like I said.
Yeah.
But it was on that one. So all the updates, like I logged in that email address and it was like, you received this much money from Twitch. You received that much money. I'm like, oh shit, we're rich.
And thanks for everything, guys.
By the way, really did I call it with God of War?
Yeah, they really cleaned up. So God of War and Red Dead Redemption 2 were the big winners here. Red Dead Redemption 2 got best narrative, best score music, best audio design, best performance, which was Roger Clark as Arthur Morgan.
And he was there, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, he was there. And a lot of people were actually in attendance. A lot of times there were a lot of people accepting the award on so-and-so's behalf or like remoting in. Like there were actually people, a lot of people were actually there, which was cool. That was a difference I noticed this year compared to previous. Fortnite, obviously, best ongoing game and best multiplayer. They had to get something.
Way earlier, just going back to something. When you said pre-purchase Dragon Age, did you play Dragon Age Inquisition?
Yes.
Did you like it?
I didn't get far enough to get a true impression of the game, but I got far enough to kind of get the whole, you get to that one point and then like that world, the world opens up a little bit more.
Right. That's where I got. And then I just quit.
Because it was stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I was like, is this right?
It got Game of the Year. That's the thing.
Inquisition did?
Yeah. From a couple, like for on Xbox, it got,
Game of the Year.
I felt that was a single player MMO. That's what I got from that game. Like, the questing you had to do was just like an MMO.
Yeah.
Just fetch quests. And
the only reason I brought it back up is because it was announced. Again, I read it. Anyway.
Well, there are some games here that you guys have played. And I was pretty surprised to see Celeste pop up a few times. Best independent game and game for impact. Out of all the games that I saw in the Game Awards, Celeste was the one where I was like, I kind of want to buy that and play it. Like, that was the one that really stood out to me. The Messenger, which Minnie, you talked about and liked. Best debut indie game.
The Messenger. The Messenger. That was the one.
The Ninja one?
Yeah, the Ninja one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Ninja one kind of looked like Ninja Gaiden, low res graphics.
Hey, Bobby, and on the Able Gamers, did the blind kid that plays Call of Duty, was he on there?
No.
Yeah, there's a blind dude that plays.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, he doesn't do very well, but he does better than you would think, that's for sure. And he's doing it all off of sound. And he plays certain levels where, like, he needs corridors so he can hear them coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
That's
a,
pretty crazy.
Yeah. There's a guy that plays CSGO
you could
with
play
no arms, and he is really good.
Yeah, there's a PUBG guy with no arms.
Dude, you can...
But like, this thing. And he's talking to his teammates.
What's his name again? Because he's one of the first people I ever followed on Twitch.
Yeah, me too, actually. It's something with no arms. His name has something to do with no arms.
And then there's someone else, too, that my best friend Loop, is this kid with no face.
Oof.
No nose. And he's local here in San Diego. We could probably interview him. He's a really big CSGO player. He's
wouldn't really
amazing
call that a gaming
game.
Disability, though.
Yeah, I know. But he's just like a unique Twitch streamer.
Sure. Yeah.
He's one of those people that doesn't feel pain. So when he was younger, he scratched off his own nose.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, he's on.
Oh, my gosh. But he's a younger kid, you know, and so I don't know, maybe.
I'll just randomly punch him in the arm when he's, like, not looking.
Maybe I'll try to make the connection then if you want to talk to him.
When we were in a, we were having a bachelor party, and it's all guys rolling around.
Yeah.
And then there was, like, 9 of us, and then a 10th guy just got in the limo, and I was, like, and I was number 9.
Yeah.
So I was, like, yes, can I help you?
Yeah.
And he shut the door and everything. He's, like, I was, like, I'm rolling with you guys. I'm like, are you? He was like dressed up, you know? And I was like, I guess that's okay. Like, who are you? He's like, man, if you ain't living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. I was like, I like your line too. Like, okay, you can come with us. We're going to the strip club. And then I noticed he has a scar from here to here.
Oh, gosh.
So basically, so I was like,
so for the listeners, that's from right jaw up to the forehead, across the forehead, down to the other jaw.
Like, what happened to your face, man? And he's like, oh, they had to take it off when they rebuilt my skull because I smashed it on a motocross. The handlebars, he smashed his face. And they had to take his face off.
This guy's a badass.
Yeah, and that's when he hit me with the line. I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. He's like, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. I was like, wow, you're my hero.
I would love to do more interviews. We got to spruce this place up a little bit, though. Let me know if you need me to come out for a day and really just type a kind of...
We got to figure out how we're going to decorate, because is that stuff going to go up? Are we still doing that?
Yeah, just throw that shit on the wall. Get some glue and some staples.
We could stream that, just like a project, a day where we're just revamping the studio. Mm.
We'll see.
It's so hard just to get us together for one day. Yeah. Asking for two is a bit much. Yeah.
We can't even play games together.
For 20 bucks, would you do it?
I'd do anything for 20 bucks. What are you talking about?
All right, so best fighting game, Dragon Ball FighterZ. You guys are playing that recently.
Yeah, really, really amazing game. We talked about it last week, though. Yeah.
Best family game, Overcooked 2.
Fuck that game. Stressful as shit.
It is stressful.
Dead
I still
Cells,
haven't played it,
best
but I
action
have it.
Game.
Was I can't wait to try it out.
Dead Cells, best action. Yeah, yeah. Give it to that.
Weird that they put it on there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, where else would it go?
Is action really a genre? What's a roguelike?
I mean, what else could they put it under, really?
Yeah, all right.
Return of the Obra Dinn, best art direction. That's one of those games where we're all like, oh, man, that looks really good, but nobody played it.
Yeah.
So I guess we got to play it now. And then Monster Hunter World, best RPG.
I had so much fun playing that with friends.
Yeah. Forza Horizon 4, best sports racing. I know Emilio really liked that one.
Into the Breach, they had to give Ninja an award.
Yeah, they had like the esports award. Overwatch got that. We talked about best esports player. That was Sonic Fox.
Ninja got content creator of the year. Mm-hmm. Did they have content creator of the year last year? I think they did.
Yeah, I think it was 1 year it was Boogie, and 1 year
Boogie won 2 years ago, 2016.
Yeah, last year was the guy who passed away, Total Biscuit.
Oh, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
This is interesting. The best VR game is something I never heard of. Bobby. Astro Bot Rescue Mission. Never even heard of it. You would think I would have heard of it.
Astro Bot.
Well, if we had a VR helmet, maybe we would have heard about it.
Maybe it's on the like the PS one. Maybe it's exclusive.
Santa baby.
Yeah. Oh no, let's not sing Christmas songs.
VR.
So I was working today at a construction site, an indoor construction site, and they were testing the fire alarm, and the way they did that was playing Jingle Bells over the fire alarm.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's, yeah, it was like weird because like not over their PA system, but actually over the fire alarm
itself.
Which
of those sounds are more annoying?
The fire alarm.
And then the combination of the two.
Yeah, it was, yeah, pretty, sounded terrible, but they played it.
Where are we at, Bobby?
All right, those are the winners.
All right.
That's it. That part was a lot shorter. Wow.
I'm glad that they're getting better.
Yeah.
They're the plucky little guy who could.
Yeah. It's come a long way.
Did the owner of the whole thing, he hosts again?
Jeff Keighley?
Yeah.
I mean, the owner, he did organize it. He invested a lot of his own money. You know, and I mean, I like the guy. A lot of people have criticized him in the past, you know, the whole Doritos, Mountain Dew thing, and just him in general being kind of like a slippery, skeezy kind of business dude. But I'm just like, you know, those are the kind of people that get it done, dude. I mean, that's just like the reality of the world that we live in. Yeah. Like, those are the people that...
Yeah, the movers and the shakers.
Yeah, Keighley is spelled a little differently, though, than it is in chat there. But, yeah. And, I mean, I think the first time I ever, like, was aware of this guy was, like, when I saw something on the news about him being interviewed about a game. And they were criticizing Mass Effect for just being, you know, slightly pornographic and, like, all this other stuff.
Criticizing.
And he was on there defending it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and kind of standing up for the game and then gaming in general as an art form. So, I mean, I had a good impression of him from the get-go. And I don't know.
I would have been like, have you seen Miranda?
Yeah.
It's more about Liara.
Is she the blue one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like Miranda. She's so hot.
Tentacle heads.
Tentacle anywhere.
Tentacle files.
I always had the strangest urge to like peel back the tentacles because it looked like they were like slicked back.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, is that just how it is?
Or scalp looks like?
Do they come up like a
I don't think they
Aztec
would come up.
Salamander or something?
If you scare them, they go up.
Yeah. Or if they're aroused. All right.
So, if they're aroused.
I didn't know they were male.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Let's see.
Who's playing Just Dance? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some games that we've been playing.
That would be Bobby.
Right.
No.
Does not compute.
Yeah.
Do they have the robot on there? Just Dance 2018.
So, we're already on it? Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Mila, Sam's daughter, has been playing the shit out of this. And I am very... has this been going on for years?
Just
forever.
Is this a big thing?
Since the original Wii, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's a Wii phenomenon, and it's a lot of fun.
The production value, like I was like, this must have taken millions of dollars to do, because they have we have 400 songs. Each one has their own graphics, own dancers, own dances, and it's just really, really cool. And some have two versions. Like today, we picked a song, and then she's like, do you want the panda version or do you want the human version? So they did two graphics, two different songs, two different dances for one song. And that happens more than once on 400 songs. So it's just really, really well done. And it's one of these things where you could cheat because you're only holding one controller.
Yeah.
So as long as you're making that, but what's the fun in that? It's really about like having fun dancing, right? And then you can go up to four players all dancing together as well. So it's only really tracking one hand. So it's not a full body tracker, but it does an amazing job of being able to track if you're doing the right things. Because the gyroscopes in these little Wii controllers are actually really, really sensitive. And so it knows if you're twisting your hand the correct way, if you sidestep to the right or sidestep to the left. Like, it tracks all of that just through the little gyroscope that it has. I say little because these things are 3.5, 4 inches wide.
Yeah. Hey, that's big to some people.
Anyway, very impressed with this.
Yeah, this is... They actually use this sometimes at my school. They, if it's a rainy day, they can't do PE, so they bring them all into the theater. And even in the gym, they got a pretty nice gym there, but even in the gym, they have two stations set up where they can have like two kids at each one doing Just Dance, because it's pretty good physical activity. I mean, for if it's a rainy day. Sure.
So no, what they it's do, legitimately though, a game that will wind you. Maybe
it's like halfway aerobics. Through the song. It's straight up aerobics.
Yeah, it's real dancing. You're making real moves.
Mm-hmm. I bought this for my girlfriend last year.
Did she like it?
She loved it.
And what's
your
funny
ex-girlfriend.
About what you guys were saying.
Don't bring it up, Chief.
Mila's like...
Yeah, right. You're not as sad as me, Minnie.
Not nearly.
Mila earlier that day was like, can I help you clean the backyard? And I was like, sure. And she lasted like 2 minutes. She's like, I need water. And she didn't say, never came and saw her again. And then I was cleaning the garage and she lasted a whole 2 minutes there too. Oh, I'm tired. Okay, so she went in.
She was actually
this
bored.
For 3 hours. 3 hours, nonstop, just like, not even a sweat. Kids are amazing.
I'm tired is a child's way of saying, I'm bored. I'm going to go do something else. That's what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they have a baby shark on this?
I don't think so. Oh, but man, kids love that
they
song.
They need like, baby shark.
This song is still going. These kids are still dancing. The entire time we've been talking about this, imagine just like shaking your ass nonstop, swinging your arms. She literally got on the floor and crawled. Across the floor. Like, apparently that's a major dance move now. Yeah.
There's ones that are like...
The Ghostbuster one is good. The Slimer, like, comes out halfway through and starts dancing with them. Ghostbuster just...
How do you know about... Oh, because it from the school?
Actually, no, because the guy that does the fundraisers, I do videos for him, and he uses this as a, we call it a walk-in. So, like, as the kids are walking in, where he's getting ready to hype them up and get them to run out there and sell, like, candy bars and gift wrap and whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a great thing. Like, it plays the Ghostbusters song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Slimer comes out, does a dance, and the music's going, and like, there's lights flashing. Yeah. You got to stimulate them.
I wonder if you could become a better dancer from playing Just Dance.
I have no doubt.
I mean, probably more so than. What was the other one? That DDR?
Yeah, DDR.
Oh,
yeah.
DDR, that's not real dancing. Yeah. That's just stomping on it.
Jane Fonda's aerobics. Does that help? I saw that DVD you got back there. It's like,
oh, is there one?
That's
mine.
That's mine to borrow.
That's how I got my V shape.
That's hilarious.
Oh, by the way, Jay Fonda is in a show right now. It's like a senior citizens comedy. It's gray, and I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty good.
Is that the one with?
What is this?
What is? Oh my gosh!
Looking up Golden Girl
porn.
No, like Angela Lansbury made a aerobics video, or so I've heard.
Yeah, that was it.
I just haven't had a chance to Google it.
Okay,
all right.
Now we have.
So Just Dance. Yep, that's the thing.
Yeah, I was just really impressed by the production value and what you're getting for your money. I don't know how much she's paying monthly for the songs, though.
Oh, it's a subscription.
Yeah, to unlock the 400 songs. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It comes with maybe 50. And you can unlock them. But
oh, but still 50. I mean, Guitar Hero came with like, what, 25 songs or something?
I would dance my fucking ass off just so I don't have to pay for this subscription.
Yeah.
But I was the type that would lock myself in the basement and train at DDR until I got to expert. And I actually do. I think I said this before, but whenever I go to CoinUp, I have to jump on the DDR machine.
Yeah, I think.
Did we do that last time?
Yeah, I think we did.
Maybe,
You've never seen the movie The FP, have you? Post-apocalyptic movie where they settle their beef by DDR.
No way, that's hilarious.
Like they have turf wars where
I would love that. You would want me as your lieutenant in that case.
Like, I'm telling you, it sounds like kind of a one-note thing. Like, this movie is kind of tough to get through, but if you're on board, it's pretty good.
It sounds along the lines of Idiocracy, and if so, then I would be all for it.
It's way worse than that.
But Idiocracy is not even bad. It's
so bad.
It's
terrible. No, it is a terrible movie.
It's fucking hilarious.
He drives out in his little car for the final battle, and he has a giant purple dildo stuck to his hood. Hood for no reason at all. It's just for comedic value. Somebody in the cast somewhere said, let's put a giant.
You cannot convince me this is a good movie. It's so bad. It's so terrible.
How do you not like Idiocracy? It blows my mind.
I couldn't do it.
This is why we could never get along.
It was too crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you guys have been playing a lot of Super Smash Bros, right?
I'm going. So, Chi, can you do Counter-Strike?
Yeah, let's go ahead and talk about how Counter-Strike Go is now free to play. That is good news, bad news. I don't feel like it was necessary to make Counter-Strike a free-to-play game, but I understand why they did it, because they now have their new Battle Royale.
Yeah.
And I think opening up the game to free-to-play would bring people who would never or play Counter-Strike, have never played Counter-Strike, or are too intimidated by the learning curve or the skill intensity requirements of Counter-Strike. And it's for people who are playing Counter-Strike and want to pull in other people to play with them, because there's just so much deathmatch you could do for as long as you've been playing Counter-Strike. So I am actually really glad that they put a Battle Royale in, just because it's a new face on Counter-Strike. It's not PUBG. It's not as large scale as the other Battle Royales, but it's a refreshing twist on what CSGO is. And I did play a couple of rounds. The first game I played, I got, first place, but it's only an 18-man Battle Royale.
Oh, really small.
Much more close-quarter combat from what I've seen.
But the thing is, here's the thing. So with Danger Zone, that's the name of Counter-Strike's Battle Royale, you drop into a map. I don't know how big the map is, but you have to pick where you drop. You don't actually jump out of a plane. Rappel down from a helicopter. Mm-hmm. And it does it automatic for you. I don't think you can actually maneuver as you rappel down. And so you and your teammate have to pick what location you fall in the map. And once somebody chooses that location, it gets locked out. You can't overlap in the very, very beginning. But you can side by side rappel downwards, which is kind of nice. It gives you some time to look around and look for loot. But loot is very scarce, and it's very different because you buy shit with... You mostly find money and or small weaponry and caches around when you're playing Danger Zone.
Where can you buy? Just anywhere?
Straight up anywhere. And that's the thing. Like, once you collect the money, you purchase something, and it sends out a drone. And these drones sound super annoying, but they sound like flies just around your head. Yeah. And you're like, you just want to swap. Like, Counter-Strike is known to being very sound.
Yeah, right.
They emphasize sound in this game and the use of it. And when these drones are flying around, you're just like, oh my god, I can't hear anything. There's just this loud
buzzing. Is that to alert other people to your position?
Yeah, you can steal items from...
Can you shoot the drones down?
You can shoot the steal their items. And then you'll see where the drone is dropping, so you'll know that somebody is there.
Yeah.
And
can imagine being behind the crate and you're like, get the fuck over here.
It's a cancel, abort, abort. No, but it's so funny, because you're using more or less the same weapons, but a very limited purchase menu compared to traditional CS. But when you shoot somebody, they have 120 HP, so it's not the exact bullet to death ratio, I guess.
Yeah.
But it is very quick.
Yeah.
It's not like there is healing in this game, but it's not like Call of Duty where you could heal on the fly, heal mid gunfight. And from what I understand, it's not a like extensive amount of healing, or like in PUBG where you're just constantly using bandages. You get you start with a heal, and I think it's like a one-time use. I forget, and I don't know how you can replenish it. I only played about three games of this.
I'm sorry, I missed.
But
how
I won
many
the first
people?
One. How many 18. People? That's it.
Oh, that's it. Huh?
Yeah, that's it.
Their maps aren't very set up for this.
Mm-hmm. That's much smaller.
Yeah, but it's fun because you, like I said, it's money centric. So you're finding money, you're blowing up safes, you have bombs, you have nades, and all that stuff. I like it. I think it's fun. I was giggling a lot just because I was like, oh my god, it's still Counter-Strike, but it's also Battle Royale. So it was refreshing.
Yeah.
And not too many issues that I can tell from the first three or four games that I played.
So you can still spend $15 on the game, and that will get you Prime status, which means you'll be matched with other Prime members.
Yes.
And you receive exclusive souvenir items, item drops, and weapon cases.
Yeah.
So there's a benefit to still spending money on the game. But it's a one-time $15 fee, just like the original game was.
So
I kind of feel like everybody that's paid the $15 has made their money back, because you're going to get, if you just play the game, you're going to get something of some value, at least $15, right, G? At some point?
Oh, yeah. I would probably spend like $300, $400 on this game and not even blink an eye.
Dude.
Because of how much it's provided me in terms of entertainment over the years and everything.
No, but I mean like those knives that you got.
Yeah.
She spent money to open those. So it's not like they give that to you.
Yeah, it's like $250
for the keys.
You get the crate, and then you have to spend $250 to unlock it.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Incidus on our Discord, he's made, since I've known him, probably $3,000 on drops.
Yeah, some people make money on that. I never got lucky, dude.
Yeah.
It's I spent gambling. $250 on a key and get a 15.
Neither do you play as much as Chi. I'm saying
I used to play a shit ton.
Really?
Of this. Yeah.
Well, $15 is not a high entry point either. I mean, $15.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So when I heard this game went free to play, the first thing I was freaking out about was, oh shit, you know, it already has a serious hacking issue. Mm. It's going to be overwhelming at this point because it is a free to play game. I think they negated that with the whole Prime status, but anybody that had an existing copy of CS is now Prime status. So I haven't played matchmaking, but it makes me just want to go to ESEA and or face it. And I've never actually played on those. Mm-hmm. I've dabbled. I've maybe played one or two games, but it makes me want to commit to those off community.
Right.
Definitely better servers.
Off Steam.
Servers, yeah.
Oh, better servers? Definitely. Like better latency and stuff?
Better tick rate. You run at a 120 tick rate.
Mm-hmm. What's a tick rate?
Kind of like a server refresh rate.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well,
so
how could a little company like Steam afford that?
Nonetheless, though, I'll be playing Counter-Strike still as my number one game. It's the game that gets most of my hours right now. And I'm thinking of really committing to getting better at it, even more so.
You still got your...
My hard carry? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh. For how long? That's the question.
What's next? So, yeah, Super Smash Brothers. How often does something live up to the hype to this amount, man?
I can't think of anything, honestly.
So, a year and a half of hype. Mm-hmm. Everybody's dying to play it, and it comes out, and it's everything anybody could ever want.
Yeah, it's...
What I haven't heard of, you probably know better than I do. What do the old, the guys that still play the old one, what do they think about the...
Oh, they're loving it.
They're loving
it. Yeah, the old pros. Yeah,
yeah, the
they're
old pros.
Loving it.
So, okay, so it pays fan service to them. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. It's a big fan service fiesta. Everybody got everything they wanted. There's 101 levels out of the box. You don't have to unlock them.
I didn't count, but there's 101?
Yeah, 101.
You don't have to unlock them?
No, they're just there.
Why?
I don't know. I thought that was weird too.
Yeah.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Right.
There's 71 characters. Well, 70. There'll be one more in January and then four more after that.
I think there's like 700 something songs.
Yeah, it's... crazy.
That's so good. I'm glad that they switched up the music because the music was getting really old in a lot of the other Super Smash games.
Yeah, the older ones. Yeah, for sure.
I don't even notice the music. I haven't noticed the music because it's
more or less
so
the same.
Many.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For every map, it had its own fix.
Gotcha. But you're paying 101 levels, so you're not hearing the same song ever twice.
Yeah, and each level has like different variations of the music. They got vocals, non-vocals, and just regular acoustics.
I would love to play this game. I love Super Smash so much.
It's so good.
Gee, it's so good. This is worth...
Buying a Switch for. I believe that, 100%.
And there's a bundle out there for Christmas coming out that's... I think you get... For just the price of the Switch, you get this as well, I think, somewhere. Walmart.
They have callbacks to so many games. Like, not only did
they... At the Game Awards, they announced they were adding some sort of ninja.
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Maybe for Ninja Gaiden.
I thought you guys might know off the top of your head.
Right. Let's talk about... If you haven't played this or you don't know what it is, they've even added... You know, a bunch of characters from outside of... so, using Capcom characters. Mm-hmm. They have Ken and Ryu. They have Bayonetta. Who else is from other
Joker?
Isn't it Ryu?
Solid Snake.
Yeah, Solid Snake.
Depends.
Oh, okay.
How old you are and whether or not you want to be correct. You're correct, G. Ryu.
Yeah. Joker was who they were.
Yeah, Joker.
Adding.
He's from Persona 5.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Japanese
I think
RPG.
It's really fun because Super Smash Brothers has introduced me to characters that I otherwise did not know existed.
Yeah.
Like the two gentlemen from that one game, Breath of Fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marth.
No, and Marth
Ike.
And, yeah.
Ike, yeah. Now there's four characters.
They from Breath of Fire?
Yeah.
They're from...
Well, something of fire.
No, it's from... Is it not Breath of Fire?
No, it's not Breath of Fire.
But what are their names?
Roy and Marth.
Hey, but Roy, I haven't... is there Roy in this?
Yeah, Roy, Marth.
Oh, so there's another one. I was complaining about how many there are.
Fire Emblem.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Fire Emblem, yeah. So
that's an amazing game. I'm surprised you haven't played that.
I do say 70 characters, but there are a lot of like very similar characters. Like the Marth, Roy, Ike. There's like six that have the same set.
But on Flamenco from
Punch-Out, man.
Punch-Out.
Yeah.
But he's not a playable character. On top of the playable characters,
they have spirits.
Spirits. And then there those. How many of those are there?
There's hundreds. Like hundreds of spirits. Yeah. So these spirits are basically like you go into a single player mode, and as you're playing, you unlock these spirits. And these spirits have different effects on your character, good and bad. So you can equip them and do certain things.
There's a full-on RPG in this game if you want to play it.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. So I started playing the RPG, and this is where we're talking about the spirits, where the spirits are kind of like equipment.
Yeah.
And they help you when you fight, whatever. Yeah. So anyway, you could just play this RPG, and as you're playing it, every 10 minutes of gameplay, you get one opportunity to unlock a character. And but when I say opportunity, it's because you have to fight them one-on-one, and then if you unlock them, you get them. If you lose, then you don't. So if you play...
They did that in the other Super Smash Bros., right? Yep. Where you fight the shadow and then you can...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
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 But now it's like a lot more. Just so many characters and they're random, right? So like...
You know what's funny about the Switch? I feel like without having a co-op player, it's not a worthwhile buy. Is that...
Like if you don't have...
If I don't have actual... If I don't have roommates
I'm
or live with
a
anyone.
Blast online with
dude,
this.
Dude, it's so much.
Oh, online. I forget Nintendo online.
Well, I just started.
Sorry. I was like, oh my gosh.
Well, you can't. That's like...
Friend codes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a legitimate thing that you could forget, though, because they just joined online.
And
you know?
It kind of sucks. Like, this game online is awesome.
Yeah.
Nintendo online sucks.
Right.
Like,
as a service, it's pretty bad. Yeah.
Right. Do you have to pay for that?
It's $20 a year.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
And so you've been playing online. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. What I don't understand is the ranking system. Like they have, like you're playing a competitive online and they give you a ranking system, but instead of going from like, they give you a numerical ranking system, but instead of one being the highest, one is the lowest. So if you're rank one, you are the worst player in the world. So whatever rank you are, that tells you how many people you're better than, but it really gives you no idea about how you are in the whole game. Like I'm ranked like 800,000. I'm better than 800,000 people, but I have no idea how high it goes. It could be 8 million and I could just be a piece of crap.
So it's not really like a leaderboard.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it just gives you a number. So I'm sure somebody's going to, put something online and tell you what's a good rank and not, but that's such a weird concept.
So many people are playing this. I love all the, like what you said, somebody's going to make that for sure. The other thing that I saw today was how many OSHA violations were in the 101 levels. They're just calling out. Well, first of all, there's no floors.
Oh, you're talking about the game. Okay. I thought because we were playing on like the wrestling ring.
Oh.
And I thought you were talking about like a wrestling ring, like a WWF.
No. I mean the game.
Okay.
Yeah. How many OSHA violations? Like flaming swords? We can't have that. Like that. And this poor guy went through the entire like OSHA. It was 600 pages.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Yeah, and he read it. And anyway, it was pretty funny.
Damn. What some people will do for a meme.
So Mario busted out a yellow cape. Was that like a spirit thing?
No, that's his regular ability. Reflectability.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So if somebody throws a projectile, he can turn it around.
I forget he has that.
Or if he's close to somebody, he can turn them around.
Yeah.
And that's really useful. Anyway.
How did I forget about Mario's cape? It's so weird.
It's a smash hit.
So every spirit, they're all passive abilities. Like, it doesn't... nothing's activated.
And that's only for single player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, single player.
It's
I would say that would be, like, really... You could probably combo it to where it's just broken.
Yeah, you can. There are, like, rule sets that you can go where spirits are available online, but I haven't seen anybody play that. Yeah. It just seems a little crappy.
It would be so funny if they had like a pick system like they do with MOBA.
Yeah.
A banning system. I'm sorry. Like 2v2,
so
we ban Kirby.
I haven't found, like, there is a multiple tier lists online, and they're all pretty.
Well, there's some obvious counters, too. right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Like, there are definitely
characters. Yeah, like today, you pick Ridley, and I picked Marth.
Yeah.
And Marth's strongest ability is a counter, but his strongest ability is a throw. So I was fucked.
So, yeah, you can't counter a throw. Yeah, so it's like just throw. Really easy to...
Yeah.
So to bring back the Super Smash is probably what we want to see on video right here. And those things are really cool looking, man.
Oh, yeah. Final Smash.
The Final Smash, yeah. Yeah.
So that's these, your, like, ultimate finisher. Like, he's about to do his right here. So it goes into, you know, it's a killing move. It's like a fatality or something.
Yeah, it pretty much is.
Yeah, and not, it's a guaranteed, not always a guaranteed kill.
Not like, it does kill a lot of damage.
This is from the Wii version of Super Smash, right?
No, this is...
The Final Smash?
Oh, this is...
No. Yeah, yeah.
I don't recall the Final Smash and the I've only really played Super Smash Bros. And Super Smash Bros. Melee.
Yeah, it wasn't
I stopped at GameCube.
So the Wii was the one that has that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I did the same thing. I stopped at Melee and then picked this up. And like I found I'm pretty good at it still. So like your skills are transferred over.
The same, yeah.
Yeah.
When Safe House was still around in San Diego, I was super excited to play this all of the time. I love this. It's the perfect party game.
It's so fun.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, we're so excited for Mario Party, and Mario Party, it takes a very specific thing to be happening. You need four people that are willing to, like, play a board game, which doesn't happen very often, you know? But Smash is like, you just pick up and play for 5 minutes, you know, and have a great time. Sam's enjoying it, I'm loving that, so we're just... So I want to get back to this. So if you don't want to play the RPG, you can just play Smash, which just means... You playing versus the computer. Every 10 minutes, you get an opportunity to unlock, just like if you're playing Spirit Mode, which is the RPG part. I'm just playing straight up, and then every 10 minutes. But then when Sam's playing with me and it's two versus two computers, I think it's every 5 minutes.
Oh,
so every time we finish a round, we get an opportunity to fight somebody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really cool. And she's a huge Kirby fan, so... You're going to be if you're a gamer, you're going to be a fan of somebody in this game. It's almost impossible that you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm a big fan of the Metroid series. It's my favorite Nintendo series. And my three mains are like three of the four Nintendo or the Metroid characters.
Right. Zero Suit, Samus,
Ridley. Pretty much all the Samuses.
Yeah.
And Ridley I'm playing with a bit. But yeah, Zero Suit, Dark Samus, and regular Samus. And then Ridley's I'm trying to get good with.
Bobby, you sold? Yeah.
I don't know. You know me. Can you play this with a keyboard and mouse?
What's interesting, though, is like if you were going to like if you want to get your controller dexterity up, there's so much single player stuff here that this will do it. Like, of course, you're going to get your.
Yeah, I played enough Street Fighter back in the day. I'm sure I could figure it out, but I don't know.
I like about Super Smash versus games like Street Fighters, it's not. I mean, I'm sure you can really pull off some good ass combos, but there's. But with this one here, you don't need to every single time to execute something that's going to...
No, of course, yeah.
So there's so much involved in terms of item use.
And a lot of modern fighters are like that.
Like the hardcores and the pros, they play with no items. But I like items because it gives people that aren't as skilled with the smashing a chance, you know? Those crazy items that are dropping all the time. And so I like to play with items. Personally. Anyway, fucking goddamn. Game of the year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Game for sure.
And another console game.
It's so good. It's so
takes the trophy.
I haven't played since it came out, I haven't played one other thing.
I'm right there with you, dude. Right there with you.
What about Defensive Grid? Who's been playing that?
That's me. I picked it
Defense
up.
Defense Grid.
Before.
Yeah, I was
before
this
Smash.
Before. This is
also another console game.
This is in the BS era.
Okay.
Before Smash.
Yeah.
We're going to. That's how. This is the point right here. This is where Jesus was born. This is before Smash. It's one of the first. I don't know of any tower defense before this game that actually like got really big. It's really old. I knew this going in, but I've always wanted it. Finally went on sale. Got it for like $3. Played it. Played like 4 hours of it. It is fucking, man. I thought that like
it's 10 out of 10 on Steam.
Yeah. I thought that I play tower defense on my phone and they've had 10 years to improve and really they haven't. They're just taking everything for Defensive Grid. It has everything that I've seen basically, except for maybe Heroes. That's the only thing where you have a guy that you are running around. But besides that, it is solid. The story's good. Not that story, but you have this like helper. And he's funny.
And the towers themselves make sense. And it's very challenging.
Yes.
And especially if you want to go up in the leaderboards.
It's all single player?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
And just like you, tower defense was just from MOBAs, from StarCraft, from Warcraft. And then this was the first standalone tower defense game that I could think of, too, that was actually good.
Gee, so StarCraft mods were the first tower defense? Is that what you just said?
That I played.
I think it was Warcraft 3 was the first one.
Warcraft and StarCraft, that's where I even discovered tower defense.
Strikes again.
Right?
Yeah. Anyway, it definitely shows its age. Like, you can't play it in ultra wide.
It's probably an ultra wide fix for it.
The graphics aren't that great anymore. I'm sure they were great at the time. But it holds up. For $3, it was a steal.
If Blizzard were a religious figure, would they be Mother Mary? Just the birth of all these different video game genres?
Probably. Probably.
Mm-hmm. So here's the first tower defense I can remember. Rampart.
Oh, dude.
Remember Rampart?
All your base are belong.
Gross, Bobby. Put it away.
No, this is really interesting.
Do you remember that? You had the little ball on the arcade game.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
So you build a castle.
Yeah.
And then opponent builds a castle, mm-hmm. and then you blow each other up, and then you have to repair the damage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
during
cute.
During different phases. Yeah. Ships would
You're showing your age, though, at this
game
one.
Was dope.
Oh, I would totally love a game like this, but
pew. And you had to control, imagine a trackball. You had to, move this little trackball there. Yeah.
Trackball.
We all remember Rampart. Come on.
I do remember playing that game, and I remember there was a port for the Genesis as well that was really bad.
But. Am I wrong that all your bases belong to us?
Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah, it's a different game.
It was a talking game, though. Rampart. It did say something like Rampart or something.
It had weird sound effects, like rah, rah, rah. I don't know. I should have pulled up some audio there. All your base. What was
that? Belong to us.
What game was that?
That was a Japanese. I actually just watched a video.
Zero about Wing.
Zero Wing.
Yeah. See, I'm not familiar with that. It's no Rampart. I'll tell you that. All right. Let's see what Rampart sounds like.
Okay. I just warned they were speaking.
It's so militaristic.
Yeah. That's in place in the cannons.
Oh my gosh.
It did talk.
Yeah,
it did. Back then, that's really good.
Yeah, back then where if you were at war, you would line up and march forward.
And really, die.
And yeah, a wall of just death.
Oh man, I would buy a arcade, like an actual cabinet of that game. That was,
dude,
like that and Turtles in Time or
archaic.
There's cheap cabinets now. They're making them those miniaturized.
Yeah.
And you just get
all the one-up arcades.
Yeah. All you have to do is get them
a riser.
Yeah. Something to get a box, a bunch of paper plates would do work. and you can get a cabinet for $350.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They vary on price if they have a single game or multiple games.
So yeah. But yeah, good on them.
Yeah. One-up arcades. If you guys haven't heard of it, they're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. What else you guys been playing? Diablo 3.
Fucking nothing but Smash Brothers, man.
Again, this is pre-SB. Yeah, whatever it is. I already forgot my own meme. Diablo 3, just having a really good time. Mindless fun. Love the //tinker//tinker. I've never played the expansion, which I have now, the something of souls.
Reaper.
Reaper of Souls. Mm-hmm. It seems like the first time I played it, but this game, man, it really holds up. I love necromancy, and I'm playing a necromancer. I know I've said all this before, but it's continued
so
to deliver.
Crazy, though, that the necromancer is $15.
Yeah, that's just mind-blowing for sure. I guess it all went to the fucking voice actor, because he did a pretty fucking... He's a chilling actor.
Really?
Performance.
Okay. Yeah.
He really sounds like a necromancer or something like that. And what else?
Well, that's it on Diablo 3?
Yeah, okay. That was it.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Oh, yeah. Watched the movie a couple nights ago. Very, very good. I usually don't like these, like, rock star movies because it's always the same. It's like marry the first wife, get famous, cheat on her, then get a new super hot wife, and then fall on drugs and then somehow redeem yourself. A lot of those things are here, but it's more because he's bisexual. It brings a lot more into the whole thing. And the whole idea behind Queen, like I really didn't understand that it wasn't just him. And the movie does a lot to show that it wasn't just Freddie Mercury. It was the combination of those people that was the brilliance. It wasn't just him. Not to say he wasn't brilliant. He was a genius for sure. But he needed... There was a guy who wanted to be an astrophysicist. He was the lead guitarist. And then the other guy was just like your regular garage punk guy. But he had his like manly influence. But they all accepted each other for their differences. And that's what made them so great, is because they were... there's a line in the movie where like Queen is playing to the people in the back of the room that feel that they don't belong to anybody else. And that's why their music endures. The sad parts are so sad. Like I was like, oh boy, I had to wipe away a tear.
A trembling lip right there.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
You know, the guy who played, what's his name? Deacon was, the kid from Jurassic Park.
Who's Deacon?
John.
Is that one of the band members?
Yeah.
Let's see. Dang, that's crazy.
Who's that guy from the movie I just watched?
What?
What movie?
No, you.
Oh, yeah.
You asked who's Deacon. I was like, I don't know. You watched the
They
movie.
Might have referred to him as Deacon once or twice, maybe.
I don't know.
Joseph Solon?
Oh, jeez.
Queen.
I listened to an interview on him. I don't know what the hell he looks like now. Yeah, okay. Nothing like...
Oh, he's the bad guy, I think.
The bad guy's always the bass player.
Yeah.
Does he have a mole right under his nose where the Hitler stash would be?
I think that's just his... What do they call that?
Permanent Hitler stash?
Hey, Bobby, is the guy... The second guy. That's the guy who plays Freddie Mercury. Is he the guy from Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Rami Malek.
Because they have him in a makeup for that. Because he was really...
Yeah.
Yeah. He had double incisors.
That took a lot of work.
Teeth, yeah.
Oof.
I was thinking about the acting that had to go into that because he has to curl his lips over his teeth the entire time, like barely containing his teeth. I was like, man, that must have sucked for the hundreds of hours they were shooting, you know?
Okay. We got a little bit of news. Let's get through it quick here. We've been going pretty long, but we've also got some listener questions as well. Good amount. News, Epic launches new PC game store with handful of titles. So probably a smart move on their part. There's a lot more to this story, but the initial story is that yes, Epic is starting their own store. They're going to be selling games that have a better percentage cut for developers. So I think it's 12.88.
Supergiant's going into that? Supergiant, the people.
Yeah, so Hades is going to be sold on there, possibly exclusively.
Well, 12.88? Why would you even fuck with Steam? Well, I guess because the player base, the installed player base on Steam. Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a smart move by Epic because they have so many people that play Fortnite. And if you have to bring up the launcher for Fortnite and then you say, oh, hey, there's this game here as well. And also they're going to be giving away free games. So I think on December 14th, they're giving away Subnautica for free, which is a great game.
Man.
Which is the same equation that Origin and what's...
All of them.
Basically all of them have been doing, but Steam.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Steam has free-to-play...
weekends and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They all have their promotional thing, but yeah, good move on their part.
I got a comment on Bobby. Bobby was right. He's been shitting on Steam for like 8 months or more
than
like
that.
A year and a half. And I was defending Steam, and I just can't defend them anymore. They're not doing good business, and they haven't been for a long time. And later on in the listener questions, somebody asked about where Steam is in the marketplace or something like that, and where they should go from here. And it's like, they did this last minute thing. We talked about it last week, I think, about them repricing by how much you sell. So if you're a giant title, you can get down to a 2080 cut or something like that. And it's like, now that they have competitors like this, out of the box, 12%, that's all they're taking. It's like, they're way late in utilizing what they had. And I feel like, I don't know. They should be embracing what they are becoming, and that's an indie
Well, let's save it for the listener question. All right. Got that coming up, and I think all that applies.
Well, it really grinds my gears, Bobby, so I can't wait.
All right. Next up, we have the Sonic the Hedgehog live-action movie, which is coming out in December of 2019, so a year from now, and they have their first poster.
I already bought tickets.
Do you really care about this?
Hell yes.
Speaking of furries, this is the ultimate furry movie here.
So they've got
Oh, shit. That scared me. Oh,
is it loud?
Yeah, it's really loud.
Okay, I'm going to turn it off.
Did you not hear that? That was... I mean, of course you heard that.
I heard it.
Loud.
You have your headphones cranked way up, Chi.
I think.
No, I definitely heard that.
Yeah, so here is the shot of Sonic there. It looks a little weird.
Yeah, it looks creepy, for sure. But he's very anthropomorphized.
Yeah.
More than he is in the game.
It's a live action.
Yeah.
So I don't know how else you do it. But yeah, the legs look very muscular. It looks like he has shoes on. Looks very hairy, but very like...
So it's basically a silhouette of...
Yeah, you can't really tell.
It's played by Sonic Fox.
Spoiler alert.
So 11/8/19. Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to check this out.
Okay.
Jesus. It's going to be a flop.
It probably will be.
They got a big name in there. I can't remember who it was.
I thought that was a joke. It's from the producers of The Fast and the Furious. I thought that was
a joke.
Oh. That's kind of cool.
But yeah, Bobby, who is it? Who's the big name? I remember. Is it Bryan Cranston?
No. Sonic movie... actor. Yeah, there was
a cast, Bobby.
Kasami Kikuchi.
Oh no. 2019. Yeah, because we brought it up a while ago and I can't remember the name of it. Sonic the Hedgehog. It'll say on IMDb.
2019. What?
Jim Carrey
is Dr. Robotnik.
That's awesome.
That's what it was.
Oh, that would see be that. Epic.
Okay. I have to see it now.
James Marsden is who we originally talked about.
Who is he?
He's Teddy from...
No, I mean, like, who's he playing in this movie?
I don't know.
Sonic? Oh. Probably Sonic,
Sonic's
right?
Buddy?
Tails?
Tom Wachowski?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't know. Big question mark on that movie, though. Could be good. Who knows?
Nope.
He's Teddy.
Zero chance of being good. Zero chance.
It has Jim Carrey. There is a good chance.
Okay. He's crazy now.
I would love to see Jim Carrey.
He's full on crazy. He's gone full retard.
Has he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him since Me, Myself, and Irene.
All right.
You don't follow him? Like, you have no idea what he's up to these days?
No idea.
Okay. So there's a mini documentary, very quickly.
Okay.
Mini documentary, 20 minutes long, about how now he's become an art freak.
Okay.
And he paints all day, every day.
All right.
He has a gigantic studio, and all he speaks about is like, super liberal stuff, and he paints political paintings. That's what he does. And he's covered in paint while he's talking about it. And he's talking about like super esoteric, like out there stuff.
I mean, what do you do when you have that kind of money, though? Like, it's not like you're normal at that point. Most people are not going to be normal with that kind of money.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are always just like, celebrities, they're super weird.
Look at our president. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, Dave knows what's up. She's saying, I feel like I have to see it flop or not. And that's exactly how I feel. I have to see it. I don't care if it's going to be crap. I need to see this
movie. Dave, I would wait to see it flop out, too.
Okay.
You would wait?
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah, it's probably going to be bad. I don't care. It's Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, you didn't get like, it. That was like a sexual innuendo.
About furries?
About furries. I mean, look at the posters.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hedgehog. Of course he's going to be furry. He can't be
furry.
Can't be a furless hedgehog.
No. There's something missing in this photo.
A penis.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Flop out or not, Sonic. I mean, we're waiting. Mm-hmm. The world is just watching. No, just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay, hardware. Let's talk a little bit about new hard drives that some people got. Emilio, we just installed yours.
Yeah, well, you did. Thank you so much for being my tech guy.
And it's so easy. You just plug it in, right?
Yeah. Well, you have to reinstall Windows, right?
Yeah.
And get drivers.
Yeah, you got to reinstall. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah, okay. And
reinstalling Windows is like not as bad as
have you not done it, Chi?
Oh, of course not. I'm waiting for someone to do it for me.
Exactly. Well, this is, if I had one suggestion, use Bobby. If I had a second suggestion.
Bobby's too busy.
I got 2 weeks off coming up.
He's always
here. You just got to remind me. You got to be like, hey, by the way.
Oh, you haven't seen my place since you helped me move in, right?
No, I mean, I've seen it on stream. Not the same, but
Bobby, the hardest thing is
it's so much cuter now.
You just have to be... You have to download all the drivers that you're going to need beforehand, right?
I mean, not all of them. I had a little trouble getting your network driver, because once you get that, then your computer's online, and then Windows does a pretty good job about finding them automatically.
So make sure your network driver. What?
Don't worry about it, Chi. We'll
trust
take care
you.
Of it.
I like
you just
got to
just remind me. You got to remind me.
Yeah.
Dude, she's going from 250
it's going to be ridiculous.
To 1 terabyte.
Just back up whatever you need. And
of course.
Because your old hard drive is going to be gone.
Oh, shit. I forgot that.
So I was raised very traditionally. So women wash the dishes, women rub the feet, women shut the fuck up. Obviously not. Men do the hardware shit. Yeah. They, you know, they hold the hammer and the backhand and the belt. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
Like I said, traditionally.
Spiral.
No, but like, and it's so.
The hammer. They also hold the neck crank and the rear naked choke.
So when it comes to shit around my house, things that get done last is A, my garbage getting tossed, and then B, my light bulbs getting changed.
Oh yeah, bad stuff.
I've been showering by candlelight for four months.
You're in a very old place, though. Yeah. Like you always know you're in an old place when the light switch for a room is outside of the room. Like, that's a dead giveaway. Like, this shit was made.
Oh, you remember that about my place?
Yeah, because I lived in a similar place. Like, once you see that, like, this shit is like pre-1950s.
And also because it sounds like chikong when you turn on the lights.
Oh, and my hard drive, by the way, I got, I think I built my computer 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, it's still fucking broken. Like, that's a man's job. Fix my hard drive, change my light bulb.
Yeah.
Throw out my trash. Like,
I agree with you. I think that's why we get along, too.
Oh man!
All right, Emilio, you want to talk about your camper?
Oh yeah,
is camper the right word?
Yeah, it's a camper trailer puller thing. It's an Airstream trailer. I finally took it out and had sex in it.
Nice.
Yeah, you got to do that before you rent it to other people.
With a girl?
With myself.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Yeah, I remember that."
Some self love.
It was a good night, Emilio.
This thing is a head turner. It's like having a Porsche. Like people are just because we had, when you're pulling something, I have a very long truck, so I can't see.
Who is rubbernecking looking at your camper, dude? Like, dude, guys,
dude, I'm telling you.
There's some hot young ladies just like, oh my.
No, mostly.
No, it's like 58-year-old dudes.
It's so
walking up to you at a gas station. What do you got there, huh?
I'm going to defend myself here.
No, it does look really cool.
Yeah,
even
a lot
just
of people,
parked in your garage.
A lot of people have never seen
looks
a fucking
like a chrome
Airstream.
Dick.
It's a chrome dick. It's a giant chrome dick flying down the highway. How often do you see these? Like, not very often.
And it looks very clean, and it just looks futuristic too for something.
It's like retro futuristic.
Yeah, Fallout, straight out of Fallout.
Exactly.
You need to give it a mirror shine.
And
You need to put a Pip-Boy on that. Not a Pip-Boy. Pip-Boy on there. Yeah.
I thought it was a head turner. Until I got to the campgrounds, and then everything changed. People are like, it's like a music video. People are leaning out of their trailers, looking at the trailer like, oh, shit. Like,
that's hilarious.
Yeah, dude, there's like, and I thought it was really funny that.
Party at your camper tonight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the people, the rangers that you have to check in with before you, like, when you buy your spot or whatever, they don't refer to it as a trailer or a camper. They go, oh, the Airstream. You're going to go ahead and park the Airstream right over here.
They know exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Aren't you afraid of getting robbed?
Like a Ferrari's not a car. It's a Ferrari.
Right. Yeah. So what are some anti-theft?
I have a 20-pound lock on it right now, but also I want to get GPS on it pretty soon.
Okay.
Like yeah. LoJack or something. Does LoJack still exist?
Yeah, that's the thing. My truck has it. So don't try to steal my truck, you fuckers.
Smile, you're in camera sticker.
The other day I was, the day that I was pulling it, I was like, oh my God, the trailer is worth more than the truck that's pulling. They're actually really similar.
Can you smell that cookie? It just looks so good. I can't eat it, but I'll smell it.
You can have that many carbs. Maybe no, half of that, G.
It's like that scene really from Dodgeball good. Where he's rubbing pizza on his dick. Are you serious? Remember that?
No.
He's like talking dirty to the pizza and then he starts putting it down his pants and someone walks in. Because like he's, you know, he's really fit and he's like, he lost a ton of weight and he's like, have you never seen Dodgeball?
No, it's a great movie. I've seen it.
Oh my God.
I just don't remember yesterday.
A lot better than Idiocracy.
You don't remember the most memorable part?
Not.
And that's a bold move, Cotton.
I'm going to have to watch that movie to see how much more or less better it is.
There's a pirate in it. Like, what was going on with that movie?
The pirate, dude.
Some guy's just like, I'm a pirate. Like, that's just, I'm in the movie.
The part I remember is Lance Armstrong. That's what I remember.
Dude.
Right? He's in the movie? And he's like,
probably.
You think you're
why dead? Not?
Yeah, he gave her that pep talk.
Yeah, pep talk.
Yeah, at the end of the movie, yeah.
Yeah, I was the best in the world and I lost the ball. And I didn't have a testicle. But then I came back and I won, and I was the best again. He's like, and people were mean to you? It's like, I think you could do better, or whatever it was. Great movie.
Yeah, good times.
We started watching Bridesmaids last night. I had never seen it.
Oh, it's a good movie.
It's good.
I think I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
I am definitely the main female protagonist in that movie.
It's
beating up that cookie. Like, literally, not eating it, just raging at it.
All right, we got lots of listener questions. Let's get to that and get out of here.
Yeah, guys, you got to get these things more concise, man. We need two sentences max. Like, this is crazy. All right, here we go.
All right, first is from Warconius. He links a YouTube video. Says, Epic Games is coming after Steam hard. Free games every 2 weeks, better deals for developers and exclusive titles. If you were Gabe, what would be your move to counter that?
It's too late, man.
Come out with new games.
Too little,
that's
too
my
late.
Answer.
Yeah, that's strong.
That's all you fucking need. Go game needs to come out with.
Well, they've already tried to do some stuff. They've adjusted their prices, like the split that you get depending on how much money you make. They've also, you know, Counter-Strike Go becoming free to play to compete probably with Fortnite, you know, being that one game that, you know, that brings you to the platform. But I don't know. Like, I just, either for this reason or for any reason, I've always said, or for a long time said, that Steam just needs to become your one-stop shop for everything. Movie, TVs, music, video games. Like, give us a decent video player. Turn into
Link
the
it up
Netflix.
With Spotify.
Like, play into the anime thing. Like, sign a deal with Crunchyroll. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, like, a lot of gamers are really into that. Like, I don't know. I just think they need to focus more on becoming a media platform. But I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
I don't know what they're doing either, man.
I haven't launched Steam in over 2 months, I think.
Whoa. Yeah.
What are you playing?
Everything else, like been on Blizzard
Dragon
a lot.
Ball Fighters.
Yeah.
Well, you liar.
Wait, no, you're playing your Wii Switch. U a lot.
Oh.
But like on PC.
No, I'm playing like Blizzard games.
Are you back to wearing your broken glasses? Oh, no.
No.
They're crooked.
Yeah. I've been playing Blizzard games. What else has been? I mean, of course, the Switch has been in my life a lot recently. I think I got a Discord game as well.
Discord. But I see what you're saying. Because
what Discord
like,
game?
I don't recall.
Before every episode, I go to my profile and then games played. So I make sure that I don't miss anything.
Yeah.
And then happens. Like number one was something that we played here. And then or talked about. And then after that was Golf It, which was like 3-4 weeks ago.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Like, They're going away. They're fading away, and they're not doing enough to fucking get it back. And like I said, I think they should embrace the indie and give indie developers a much bigger cut. And just
I agree
because the heavy hitters they're gone.
Well, I think that's one advantage that Steam still has, though, is that you can pretty much anybody can get a game on Steam.
Yeah,
it's $100 or something.
Hard. Yeah, so I mean that is a platform to have your game on. All right, next question kind of ties in with this a little bit. Admiral Beef, a lot of words here. With Epic's launcher store being a legit threat to Steam and Activision using Blizzard's BNet launcher for its AAA titles, what is the next step for the consumer to manage or minimize dealing with all these launch platforms? So that's a, I mean, that's a pretty good question. He also mentions Discord later in there, and I think that's a good solution to this. I haven't really used Discord to launch my games. I know it's capable of it. I know a lot of people are starting to do it, but you can launch any game no matter what launcher it's in from Discord, right?
I think so. I've only tried with Steam and Blizzard. I know it's something really cool with, I was playing Divinity Original Sin 2 with Sniper. And when I hovered over his name, it told me like what his character level was, where in the game he was, how long he's been playing.
On Discord, that's impressive.
On Discord.
Same thing with League of Legends. It'll tell you what type of game they're in. Like, I don't even, maybe even
if
like
you
how
launch
long
it through Discord
game,
or if you just launch the game.
Just launch the game.
And it's automatic.
Yeah, Discord automatically pulls that information.
That's really cool. Yeah.
But as far as, I mean, we have this problem with TV and movies. It's just like I'm constantly Googling, like, where can I watch this? I was trying to find this movie everywhere and I could not find it anywhere. Yeah. And like you have to like find out where exactly can Netflix, Hulu, to Amazon, like where the hell I just want to watch this. It's not like TV where you just turn on the TV and flip the channels.
I was doing that with Harry Potter, man. I just wanted to go to sleep and watch Harry Potter, but it's not being streamed anywhere.
Yeah, it's kind of a mess, and unfortunately the customer suffers for it. We're having the same problem.
You
with
do
games.
Search it on Google, it shows you all the different platforms, what price it's available at on those platforms, and you can kind of click on, for instance, oh my fucking God, I hate to admit this, but I was having a girls' night, like wine, I don't know, brownies and...
Brownies.
I don't know. I forgot what we were eating. Or burgers,
wine
whatever.
And
wine and burgers and chick flicks. And so, and we watched a movie and I typed it in and the movie was How to Be Single, of course. And this is my sorry life. Yeah. And then, so when I type it in Google, it gives me all these different platforms and it was, I think, the cheapest to rent on YouTube. So I rented it on YouTube for like $5.
Is this what you were doing when you weren't recording last week?
I was doing a lot of things I won't be telling you about, but yeah.
YouTube has cheap rentals. They start at like $3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's very convenient and easy to use too.
Can I revert? So Adam will be able to answer your question, and Riccone has pointed it out. Steam can launch anything, and I have used Steam to launch other games for a very long time, but it does take a little bit to set it up.
Yeah, it's kind of a workaround. It doesn't feel very intuitive.
For me, in order to manage all of like this problem for me, without a big hard drive, it's been extremely frustrating. So I just need to install a larger hard drive and just keep my games installed. Like that's the sorry truth that it helps that has to be it. Because most of the time when I want to play another game, for instance, Battlefield 5, I had to reinstall Origin. I had to start from scratch. It was very frustrating. It took forever just to load up the game from like A, I want to play this, then B, oh God, I have to uninstall, reinstall.
I'm going to play around with Discord. I'm going to see if I can launch WoW from it. I'll see if I can launch a Steam game from it. Because I feel like we're already always in Discord anyway. So if you could launch your games from there, why not?
I would check that out too. But I would still probably prioritize, for me, Steam. Just because I am probably on Steam the most and playing Steam relative titles than any of us in the room.
Just because of CSGO, though. Mostly.
I played Firewatch on Steam, other Divinity from Steam. What other games? Sure. Virtually all the games. I still have yet to try Artifact, but I will. But if there's one thing I would think of doing for Steam that, for instance, Windows does it well, game capture, the Xbox replay thing where you basically can go back and record a clip and then just release it almost like a Snapchat for Steam where you could do
NVIDIA
that.
NVIDIA Experience has that.
Oh yeah, that's what I mean. Sorry, it's not Microsoft, it's NVIDIA. Yeah.
NVIDIA. So
I've never used it.
Yeah.
But I would love a feature like that on Steam.
That's the thing.
And then you could just watch these quick clips from chat. Like that's what I would want. I would make it more socially
social.
You know, Discord. Yeah. Like Discord emphasize the social element of it because Discord does.
They have the activity feed, but nobody checks.
And Discord? Oh, in Steam.
Steam. Yeah. And people have been saying that for years that they could lean more heavily into the social networking side of it.
That's the problem. It's like
they could do a lot of things.
They've had so many opportunities, but when you're at the top, are you just
a minor UI upgrade? Is pretty much all we've gotten from them recently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so we're all disappointed in Steam.
Let us down.
Well, I don't know. I'm complacently content. I'm not mad at Steam.
But they could have been doing everything that everybody else is doing. They could have
but
been
Discord. I'm not in love with anybody else. Like could they, all the like all these other like Discord? Origins, Blizzard, Discord. Okay, you know what? I do love Discord, but Discord.
They could have been Discord, and they weren't. Easily.
Maybe. Yeah.
They just
you're mad that Steam out. Didn't come out with Discord.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's saying a lot.
Don't worry. I was you last year. I was defending Steam.
I'm not defending them. Right. I'm just saying Steam is Steam to me. That yeah. hasn't changed.
It's still Steam.
I'm not mad that they haven't.
That's the problem. They haven't changed.
See, yeah. I mean, like I said, complacently content. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Long-term relationships, Steam.
All right. Epic Try Hard Face says, what gaming goals did you meet this year? For example, titles completed, ranks reached, events attended, hardware bought. Also, can you guys tell Shadow Master what hardware to buy? He seems to have trouble coming to a decision. So, I mean, that's just part of the rites of passage here. You aren't an official DLG member unless you've told Shadow Master what hardware to buy.
Yeah. Everybody keeps saying for him to build his own computer. I don't think that's an option here. Just let him buy a pre-built cheap computer and go with that. Because if he builds his own, you know how many other billion questions we're going to get? Billion. Billion with a B. And what was the other thing? Oh, yeah.
Gaming goals. I like beat, that question.
I beat Dead Cells. That was pretty big for me. And then I realized there's four more levels of hardness. So that I was like, oh, my God. yeah, there's that one.
I've seen people like on the Reddit say that after like 100 and something tries, I finally beat the game. Like, that's fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. I was over 100. Easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
And
you did it at like 17.
I did it under a dozen.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I'm liking what Raconius is saying in Twitch chat. He's saying Shadow Buy pre-built 100%. I agree.
Yeah.
If you got the money to spend on equipment and you don't want to deal with the frustrating, I've bought pre-built before from iBuyPower at least twice. Isn't it CyberPower too?
Are two different ones.
Yeah, that are really good pre-built.
Mm. Yeah.
At least back when I was buying pre-built computers. Yeah. That was good. And then he also said that I shouldn't be able to answer this question regarding gamer goals. But that's the thing. I never really set myself up for failure this year and, you know, putting myself up to 12 different games to beat. But I would say if there is any gamer goal I have put together, it's having the perfect hardware set up for my stream. Like, it's super easy. I got the lighting right. I got the microphone right. I have... like hardware wise, there's very far. Like my only complaint is my hard drive. So I'm very happy with my streamer setup. I'm sorry.
Which you already have a new one.
Well, yeah. And it's just waiting to be installed. Yeah. So, I feel like when it comes to my gaming setup, I am suffering without, I'm very, very content. Oh, and Minnie came by and helped, help with the
wire management.
Yeah. So it's a clean fucking setup. I even have my tower on a little, wooden plank, so that way it gets extra ventilation from like the dirt that I kick around in my new place. So.
I like how you said that I got the hard drive; it just needs to be set up, and then a jabbing glance at Bobby.
I didn't do that, did I? I don't think I did that.
You did look at him
a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, no, not a jabbing glance, but then also the ring light. I am so glad that I made that purchase because I just never. It's like it's. Before, when I used to set up my stream, it would take me a good 45 minutes with the green screen, with, you know, being crammed in the kitchen. Do you remember that?
lighting is very hard to do right, especially with a little bit of space.
Small space.
Like in here, we got a little bit more room in. I mean, yeah. we've got a pretty decent setup.
It took us a few months to just get this set up correctly.
Yeah.
Sam's aunt has a ring light that attaches to her phone.
Oh, yeah. That's popular now.
And it's so bright. Like, we were in this, like, super cool, schwanky, like, bar that's old school, like, what do you call it?
Were you at the Noble Experiment?
No.
I want to go there.
But way cooler. Cooler than there.
Way cooler than the Noble
it's
Experiment?
It's called Raised by Wolves.
It's the speakeasy in UTC. Yeah, I want to go there.
Sick. Sick.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to go to all these speakeasies.
It might be the nicest room I've ever been in.
Really?
That's how nice it is.
I'm going.
At least I'm
making a reservation right after this.
So, and the drinks were like $10 to $12. It wasn't $9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so.
Don't you start off like on a couch and then they swivel the couch and you're like, boom.
Yeah, it's like a Scooby-Doo door.
God. Oh my God, I can't wait. Guys,
hey,
no,
hey, old
like,
guy.
Okay, hey, he's sober, so like, you know, yeah, so yeah.
No, I've been to the Noble Experiment, but I was there with a buddy of mine, and we really had to work our way in there. They did not want to let us in, but we made it.
Did you have reservations?
No.
Have you looked at your sweater?
No.
Throw my sweater.
That's a nice sweater. Bobby looks like today. Yeah.
But, oh my God.
What do you keep in the pockets? A better looking sweater?
Wow.
Dude, this is a good.
Well, if anything, look at what
it's
I'm wearing.
It's a nice sweater.
It is a nice sweater.
Look at what I'm wearing.
That's the like, best sweater in this room right now.
Bobby looks good in that sweater compared to me.
Yeah. But anyway, like, I remember being there, and the bartender, like, my buddy was like, he called him a bartender, and he was, and he like corrected him, and he said, no, I'm a
mixologist.
Like a mixologist. And then when he made the drink, he like presented it with a bit of a hand, like little jazz hands. And we're like, okay, buddy.
So, yeah, I am nothing like that. I'm a dive bar bartender, might I add. Like when people even ask me for a drink menu, I'm like, don't got one.
Yeah.
It's like, what'd you like?
How do you
clear
have a bite?
Or dark?
But dude, isn't there something to craftsmanship, Bobby? Nothing about craftsmanship.
I guess so. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah.
Craftsmanship is one thing, but putting a little flair at the end, that's something completely different.
I don't know. I mean, it didn't help that this guy had like long hair, handlebar mustache. Like, if you looked up hipster in the dictionary, this dude was there.
White shirt suspenders with... Yeah.
But I'm sure he would call himself a hipster. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, he embraced it. Yeah. He was at peace with it. So anyway, gaming goals.
I've been called a hipster a lot, but
you said you called yourself.
That's because I've been called a hipster so much, and I don't know. I don't know. Maybe with this man bun I have, I think
Mr. F and Sweet, he is one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, and
Ray
by the
has
way,
a man bun now. Because he always had a man.
He can't grow hair. He's balding.
Oh.
Oh.
Rough life.
Wow, way to throw him under the bus.
Sorry, but that was so mean. So am I. So after the ring light, which lit up this whole fucking bar, and it was embarrassing because like it's this dark thing, like you said, opening the Ark of the Covenant. In the
toy. Was she taking a selfie? Because normally those ring lights are for selfies.
Yeah, she was a selfie for like three people or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
And then after that, I saw the pictures and I was like, because they're all like 50 plus. I was like, why do they not have wrinkles? She's using an app to take wrinkles off, so they all look like porcelain dolls. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, we live in a fake world.
It is.
Okay, so gaming goals. I mean, for me, a big deal was finally building my new computer. Like, I put that off, and I put that off.
You built the computer this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything but the graphics card. Got a new hard drive, new case. That was a big thing for me. I haven't had a new computer case in, God, who knows, 8 years.
Did you talk about this extensively?
I think so.
I don't recall this at all, dude.
Yeah, I went to a kind of a smaller form factor. I got all Noctua fans.
I remember what you were saying about the fans.
Yeah, the fans were a big deal. Yeah, I went with the I don't even know what processor I got now. The 8700K, yeah.
Mr. F and Sweet right now is looking for the unsubscribe button. He's trying to get that thing back. I'll show you, baldy bitch.
But that and going to BlizzCon was a huge thing for me.
Yeah.
So those were the two big highlights. Awesome.
You can't really call it a goal, though, because you've done it, what, 3 years now?
Second year. It's my second year going, but like, dude, playing like WoW back in like mid-2000s, like BlizzCon was this unattainable goal that I just thought I would never be able to go to. So like going there is still a huge deal for me. Like it's bigger than any holiday for me. It's the best time of year.
It falls in November. Yeah. That's an amazing, best month of the year.
Hey, Bobby, Sam wants to go, right?
To BlizzCon?
Yeah. But only based on my, like, would you ever take your girl?
She'd have so much fun.
Yeah, I think that non-gamers could have fun there. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
To some extent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's a lot of sightseeing, right?
But then you're doing the traveling with a couple things. So where you got to keep her in mind. So, like, my girlfriend's not going to want to sit and watch, like, 10 hours of Heroes.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. So then that comes into play. I would have to adjust, like, what I want to do.
Oh, and by the way,
my biggest complaint about BlizzCon.
Yeah. You went once?
Yeah, I snuck in.
Okay.
Three years back. Anyways, no, but my biggest complaint would be accessibility to good food.
They had a bunch of food trucks. Is that what they
did?
Had
they?
Yeah. Well, no.
The
now.
Food trucks were outside, and inside it was pretty much the same thing wherever you go. And they had those little restaurants like off to the side. I mean, the
but
food's
those
all
are,
right.
Yeah.
It's food, you know. It's just stuff to keep you going. It's nothing amazing, and it's expensive, but it's just, I don't know, kind of to be expected.
Hmm. Yeah, my goals this year, I guess, were just really boring. They're just to beat games, and I beat a lot of games, so I guess I achieved them.
You beat games like a motherfucker, dude. You know how many people beat Dead Cells within 12 tries? Or let's say 20. None. You.
I'm sure there's a
population
lot.
You.
I don't know. I'm telling you, go melee build, learn to shield, and the game becomes easy.
Yeah, those shields really good. Anyway.
All right, we're almost through it. Sniper asks, have you ever had any online gaming friends pass away? How did it affect you compared to someone you know in your daily life? Eventually, Facebook, Steam, Twitter will have more dead people accounts than live ones. The internet will be a graveyard diary of love.
Jesus
all right,
Christ.
It's real dark at the end here.
Wow.
Well, every time...
I got the chills.
Every time I've played... with she, I pass away. She,
you die a little inside.
No, because you're not around to defend me.
Just run away on her own thing.
Yeah,
this is how scouts are supposed to be playing.
Too.
Not with the team.
Oh, we're being overrun. Hey, you guys see this purple car?
I don't think I've ever... I don't know. There's people that I played WoW with way back in the day that I would not be surprised if they're dead.
I still talk to them.
Yeah.
Almost every day.
EverQuest people, same thing. I had... Millions. I had a lot of people on EverQuest. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not just saying by pure numbers, one's probably dead. I'm saying like I knew a lot of people who had like issues with like pill addiction or depression or something. And like, well, like one day they would just disappear and I just never saw them again. I just don't know what happened to them. So, you know, I can't imagine anything good. But yeah, I mean, I've never really confirmed that like someone that I played with online had passed away. But yeah, I mean, eventually as people get older and start to die off, like, yeah, Facebook, Steam, like that's just going to be all there's something you can do on social media accounts where if someone passes away, you lock them or something. Like they have a thing for that, don't they?
Yeah, Facebook has a feature like if enough people type in RIP, like it will turn that into like a deceased person's Facebook feed.
Yeah, they have a name for it. I can't remember what it was. Oh, there's a last question. He says, would you ever go back to old posts of someone you once knew?
Like, maybe.
Well, dead or alive?
Google likes to show me old photos all the time.
When my...
all the time.
Must be rough.
When my dad passed away, I thought about death a lot, like obsessively so. And I really thought that like the standard graveyard isn't really the way it should be done anymore.
You cremator or
no? I think every person that dies should have like a webpage that's like playing their favorite music and has their favorite colors, and you can kind of like go hang out with them for a little while.
Okay.
And I couldn't find anything like that. I thought that like, why wouldn't you have that?
That's yeah,
yeah.
That seems like a good.
It's like hey.
I mean, if they had a Facebook page, I guess that kind of works as a memorial in some way, but that's not always the best representation of a person. Yeah. You know,
MySpace would be more accurate, man. You personalize the shit out of that thing.
Yeah, MySpace. But
so if you're a web developer and you want to get in my online graveyard, give me an email.
All right. New business.
Yeah, it's only been one person that I've thought about that might have died, but it's a guy from like, I just played with him like before Steam was a thing, and then we started playing on Steam together, and then one day he was just gone, and that was like 15 years ago. Like, and it's just, I still have him on my friend's page, but I haven't talked to this guy in over a decade.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, maybe he is dead now.
Oh, gosh.
Could be. He probably just got a girlfriend. Oh, shit, pussy.
I'm very fortunate that some of my, actually, I still talk to almost... Like I say, I keep a very tight core group, and we're all alive and kicking.
Yeah.
So
well, you guys are all young.
I can't answer this question. I really can't.
I forgot. I think it was Louis C.K. He was like, you hear somebody and he died at 40, and you're like, ooh, that's a little bit early. He's like, now I'm 50. If I die, people will be like, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, what the average human lifespan just how many years ago? 100, 200 years ago was... No.
Well,
I mean, it depends on what profession you're
Those are skewed numbers, too.
Yeah, because all the baby deaths.
Yeah, baby deaths.
Okay.
Because so many more babies died.
Oh, that makes sense.
Than now.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, Bobby.
All right, last question. Quick shout out to Con99 coming in with that last minute sub.
With that lawyer money. Boom.
Admiral Beef again asks, what do you see being a better deal for gamers? Things like Origin Premium, which is $100 a year. You get all their games. Oh, we know what Origin Premium is. Or purchasing your own favorite new games piecemeal, whether brand new, full retail price, or if they're available on a Steam sale.
It's tough, man. Because
like, what does it mean piecemeal?
Like buying
piece
them,
by piece.
Piece by piece. You know, each one that like you want, DLC. You buy.
You never heard that expression before?
No,
piecemeal?
No.
Yeah, it means to get something like piece by piece rather than just get it like all it, like everything all at once.
Yeah.
You get something like if you're going to build a computer and then you buy a graphics card, then next week you buy your CPU. Like you're getting it piecemeal.
Mm. So it's hard to say because it depends whether or not one of these subscription services have all the games that you want or a lot of the games that you want. That's what it comes down to. Yeah. Maybe that's a direction that Steam could go in.
Subscription service?
Subscription service to the entire library.
Boo, damn, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah.
That's a lot.
No, it is. Or something, or a percentage of the library.
Yeah, or something. I think there really needs to be both options. I don't think either one is like the standard that everybody should do. And I think it's good that we have options. And I think right now the subscription service is the underdog, and they're the ones trying to be really competitive. And if that ever changes, then I don't know how nice they're going to be about those things or how stingy. Because right now it feels like with a subscription service, they're just like fucking Anthem, you know, Andromeda, like all these AAA titles, like they just give it to you.
Well, I just realized
the thing
right
is with the subscription services, I feel like in a sense right now, currently I wasted my money because I already bought all of these other games that I want in my library. Anything else that they offer me for free, I just simply don't have the time to spare or attention to play them. Mm-hmm. So even though I paid for them via subscription service, what does it mean to me if I'm not actually playing them? And for the games I would be playing, I had already spent money on.
I think if you break it down to like how much money you're spending per hour of gaming that you're mm-hmm. playing, like I think the subscription service is by far the better deal. But a lot of people just don't think that they want that sense of ownership. You know, I like having my collection of games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, what a collection it is.
But look at what happened to me recently. I'm just realizing right now while we're talking about it. I bought Forza for $10 because I did the Xbox Gaming Pass. I haven't played it in a month or two. No, about a month. Played it like crazy. Definitely got my money's worth, but I have not canceled my subscription, even though I'm not playing it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so,
yeah, and that's like what MoviePass's whole business is built off of, right? Like they said,
not
like,
going.
Yeah, they said like half their customers don't even go to the movies or something. Dude, or use their thing once a month.
I heard this like 3 years ago, and I still can't believe it. But it was on an episode of Shark Tank. David or Branson has his own like workout fucking gyms. 70% of subscribers don't go to the gym.
Yeah.
70% are just giving them money every month and not showing up. If everybody showed up, there would be like 40-minute waits for every machine. It's crazy.
Some comedian had a joke about that. He said, like, you know, either I'm paying for the gym or it's a fat tax.
Yeah.
I like that. That's me, actually. I won't go to the same gym, and I'm still paying the subscription.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I have a corporate gym that I don't really belong to anymore, but they don't check IDs, so I just walk into this gym.
And just say hi?
I mean, yeah, there's really nobody
when you walk
desk.
In like you own the place, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, people there have seen want. Me before, and they don't know that I don't work there anymore.
Yeah.
So it's a big corporate gym, so it's just like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, hey, not much. Work. Yeah. Working stuff.
Working stuff.
Still you know, working.
In the next building.
Working for the big guy.
The work over there that's being done, that's me.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do some work in here. By the way, what are you doing at the gym there? Because
I've been 29 Palms for, I just started going.
Too much cardio.
Yeah, really. That. So I've been going to the gym every day since I've been back from 29 Palms.
Congratulations.
Every weekday, really.
That's cool.
Except today, because Monday and coming here, didn't have time.
Yeah.
Hmm. I've been using the kettlebells, Amelia. Thank
you. Nice. Cool. Mm-hmm. You enjoying it?
No, you guys are trying too hard. If I get a good night's sleep, I'm like, you did it.
But
congratulations.
Funny enough, ironically enough, if you put in a really good workout, you would sleep like a baby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. That about does it. What is everyone playing next week?
Fucking Smash Brothers, man.
Smash Brothers.
I'm going to try Artifact.
Oh, fucking Battletech. I forgot. I've been so busy with Smash Bros.
Oh, yeah, new update
that I've been waiting for this BattleTech update to come out for like a year. Yeah. Just completely forgot about it because of Smash.
Gee,
I'm gonna check out Artifact.
Yeah,
did you review it?
About it? Yeah, I did. Kind of. I only played three or four games.
Okay,
get ready. They're half an hour games.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a commitment, dude. Every game. That's the only downside of it, really, that I can see right now, and maybe they're
like that doesn't really intimidate me because when I commit to competitive matchmaking,
yeah,
that those are minimum probably half hour games, 45 minute games, an hour maybe.
Okay,
so like that's not so bad. So as long as I am enjoying myself, like sitting there for extended periods of time,
yeah,
I'll do it.
Cool.
So
it's definitely a good game.
Okay,
it's it wasn't what I'm used to. 10 minute games, boom, 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 win, yeah, win. You know, but now it's like stressful. It's like it feels like a real battle.
How about like a good game of chess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a really good game of chess.
Hopefully. Hopefully it lasts. Better. Oh.
And yeah. I'll be playing Dusk. That's for sure.
What about the Warlock one, man?
Yeah, probably Project Warlock.
Yeah.
I got to remind myself to add that to my wish list.
Yep.
So we didn't talk about it, but... Smash, you did. Yeah. We have a Switch temporary channel on our Discord just to get your player cards in there. So if you guys have a Switch, you guys want to play, get those player cards in, take a picture of it. That's what people have been doing. Yeah. Take a picture of your player card, put it
What's
in.
What does that mean?
That's like your player ID number. Because
is it really long?
It's 4, 8, 12 digits.
Oh, okay.
So
4, 8, what?
It's 12 digits. I had to count.
Oh, okay.
So.
Oh, I was like 4 times 8, that was 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 12 digits.
You know what? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just to finish that off. Yeah, because a lot of people were talking about it in like the Hangout channel, and that was kind of getting blown up. Then I put the Switch temporary channel, and nobody's talking about it now.
Yeah.
So I found that really weird.
I think you named it weird.
Switch temporary channel.
Maybe like Smash.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Anyway, everybody knows now. Go into Discord and check out the Switch temporary channel. Get your player card in, and we can play a game.
Is this next podcast the one before Christmas? Is this the next podcast? Is that our... pre-Christmas podcast?
I would say there's two before Christmas, no?
Is there?
No. The next one's going to be on the 18th, and the other one is going to be on Christmas Day.
Actual Christmas Day. Yeah. Tuesday, then.
Well, it'll be released on Christmas
Day. I'm leaving
so, for the so this next podcast...
The next one is going to be released on the 18th.
So for the days we're recording, though, how many Sundays before Christmas?
We have two Sundays.
So 2 days, so the 16th.
Yeah, but I'm gone the 20th. We'll talk about this later.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, should we start thinking up some like Christmas stuff?
Yeah, we should do
resolutions.
It's Christmas time.
Let's do a Secret Santa.
Don't we need to do our top games Secret of the Santa. Year?
Yeah, we got to do Game of the Year.
Yeah.
But that should be two separate ones, right?
Sure.
Wow, shit.
Yeah, I guess we'll have one right after the Christmas one for the end of the year.
If Game of the Year is in January, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, speaking for Bobby, Chi, Minnie, and myself.
Fuck yes, I get a name today.
Yeah.
Man Bun Minnie.
No,
yeah,
no,
just Minnie, sorry.
Damn it.
Mickey Del Macho.
Micro Del Macho?
I swear to God, I'm sucking your dick right
micro?
Out of this.
Did you say Micro Del Macho?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Let's smash those titties, everybody. Bye-bye.
So close to getting out here with just fucking Mini, dude.
Yep. Yeah, you had to celebrate like it was already done.
It was a big moment for me.
Four guns.
It was a big moment. It's been, 2 months since I've had just Mini?
Just Mini. Now the ticker keeps on going, bro.